This is Sabres Hockey.
WOGO.
WOGO's coverage of the Sabres and this WIAA playoff game is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Post Glass and Mirror, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Heath Loken and Associates, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Lakeland University, Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Halley, Gibson Water Care, Chippewa Valley Insulation, and by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Now with the Sabres pregame show, here's your WOGO sports team, Greg Stewart and Michaela Hogan.
WOGO, your sports station.
Good evening, everybody. The CFM Sabres open up the postseason tonight at home against the Black River Falls Tigers. Sabres coming here 14-8-1, the number two seed in Section 2. And Black River is 7 seed. They are 10-12. Good to have you along. Greg Stewart, along with former Chi-High Cardinal Hall of Famer Michaela Hogan here tonight. Back at the WOGO Communications Center, our producer is awesome Dawson Halverson. And tonight, hey, we get the road to Madison started here, Michaela, for a team that rebounded here at the end of the season. They started scoring. Sabres have won three straight, coming in here 14-8-1. And on the other hand, BRF has lost five of their last seven. They've had some close losses. Half their losses are by one goal. They've got a great goaltender. This should be a great game here tonight.
Yeah, there's nothing like playoff hockey, and there's nothing like hitting your stride right as you enter that playoff season, just like CFM has over the last, you know, five games. They've scored, I think, more than four goals four times.
Right.
That's been their biggest issue all year. So
exactly.
Hitting it right at the right time.
Offense coming back. And speaking of coming back, senior who was injured most of the season, Brianna Luna-Contro, fought through that. She worked her way back into the lineup here for the postseason. And, yeah, she's not, doesn't still have her legs underneath her completely, but, boy, to have her out there offensively is a huge boost to the team.
Yeah, they had February 9th circled on their calendars for a while after they found out that's the date she could potentially be cleared. And it happened. This will be, I think, her fourth game back, which is also nice. I thought maybe they'd only have her for the playoffs, but she got a couple practice skates in the other games. And, you know, as we kind of talked about earlier, she hit her stride right where she left off last year with a couple trips to the sin bin right away.
Yeah.
And I know she's itching to get that first goal back for her senior year, too.
I know the coaches said, okay, Bree, you just stay on the ice. You can't score from the sin bin. You can't score from the penalty box. So hopefully she'll keep it under control, but she plays with an attitude, and sometimes a team needs it.
Yeah, especially in those close battles. I think that they were kind of missing an edge sometimes over the course of the year and lost some tight, more emotional games because they didn't have somebody like Brianna who would bring that aspect. But she also, obviously, you know, you tease her about that. She stretches the ice like nobody's business.
Yep.
She has all the speed, and that's the other part they've really been missing this year is that stress pass to get out of the zone and break for a couple breakaways. And so I'm excited to see that tonight. I think tonight's a really good opportunity for her to kind of break out here.
All right, so let's talk about our Toyson Ford keys to the game here. You're going to find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. What do you think? You got Bree back. You got outstanding goaltending. Team seems to be coming together. What are the keys in your mind?
Yeah, the number one is the goaltender. Magnuson is incredible, and, you know, that's been Achilles' heel to CFM all year, is being able to put the puck in the net against good goaltending. And the key there is to crash net hard and take advantage of those opportunities. And like you said, that's something that they've been doing better at towards the end of the year, so I just want to see that continued, that kind of hard-nosed attitude around the net. The second one is you know, Black River Falls kind of hangs their hat on one player who's got 48 points. The next points is, I think, 17. She's got, I think, over half of their team goals this year, Zoe Hunter.
Yep, that's coach's daughter, fantastic offensive player.
You got to stop her. That's it. And, again, you know, you saw Sunby for the Fusion the other night put up two or three points. That's been the other aspect to CFM is can you shut down the other team's stud? And that's going to be the story tonight. Shut down their stud that's on offense and score on their stud that's playing goalie.
Two teams have played before. They were at a holiday tournament over at Fond du Lac. They beat BRF 2-1, outshot them 59-21. Addie Biskin did not play in that game. She was injured. So they had to shuffle lines a little bit. It was the second game of the day for CFM. Joey Schemenauer, the game winner, 314 of OT. But at least the teams have seen each other. In fact, the Sabres have beaten every team in the section this year.
And they've beaten every team on their last meeting. So yep. Any team they see next, they have the last win against.
That's true.
So if that doesn't give you another little mental edge over the other team, I don't know what does.
Yeah, they're starting to peak here for sure. So BRF, Black River Falls, it's a co-op team. They have schools, let's see, Toma and Nielsville, of course, BRF, Black River Falls, Sparta in the mix as well. So four schools make up this Tigers hockey team, but they're coming in. They're confident. I mean, they're a team that is coming in here, the seventh seed, so they got nothing to lose. In fact, we got a couple of games in progress right now. Early starts. I was watching the Hudson game. They're at home before the Chi-High boys play Hudson tonight, and they're up 2-0 on Eau Claire. When I left late in the second period, you said Onalaska was up in their game against Somerset, too, against Western Wisconsin. What was that, 2-0?
I think 1-0 is what I was told. Yeah, so neither upset happened, you know, in either of those games. Both the higher seeds are up. But both tight games, and that's another thing. I mean, Hudson has a good goaltender. Onalaska has a good goaltender, and goaltending wins you championships.
Sure does.
Even if you're Black River, like you said, at the 7th seed, you're playing in front of Magnuson. You feel good.
Sure.
You feel like you can win any game.
You bet. Only team not playing in the section tonight is the Fusion. They got the number one seed, so they're sitting this one out, waiting for the winner of that Eau Claire-Hudson game going on right now over near the Twin Cities here. So Black River Falls and CFM tonight should be a lot of fun. Fans starting to come in here and fill up the building, and we'll bring it home to you as well on Cards TV. Owen Krista, our director of that, and you can pick that up if you go to WOGO.com. At the bottom of the sports schedule page, you'll see a link to Cards TV. You can watch the game here tonight and listen to our coverage on WOGO Radio. Otherwise, 680 AM, 103.1 FM, and you can stream us at WOGO.com. Our pregame show here tonight, Tony Menard coming up here in just a second. We'll talk with him, his ninth season as head coach of the Sabres. And Tony, welcome to the booth. Glad to have you on the air, and excited to get that number two seed. You were shooting for a high seed all season long. Mm-hmm. You said, Greg, I think we can get this as we did our games.
Yeah.
Team played well enough to get that two seed. You're playing at home tonight.
Yeah, it's nice to be home. Obviously got to take care of business tonight. Black River is going to be a tough opponent. You know, I think top to bottom our section, you know, it's going to be competitive all the way through. And looking at some of the games so far happening right now, it's got some close games. You know, Claire's down to Hudson, but it's close. And I think Cooley Region's up on Western Wisconsin 1-0. So, you know, it's going to be a close game. It's playoffs. They got some really talented girls. Zoe Hunter is a nice hockey player. Obviously, their goalies been playing really well for them this year. And, you know, we want to continue to get, you know, the goals that we were getting last week. And, you know, we found a way to get in front of the net, get some more rebound goals. So definitely have to do that against a good goaltender if we want to have a chance tonight.
You feel like your team's coming together here. They seem like they're peaking at the end of the season.
Yeah, and that's what you want. I mean, with the team full of seniors, as much as we do, you know, seven of them, seniors kind of lead the way down the stretch. And I think they've done a really good job of stepping up across the board and have been playing really good. And you know, our younger girls have followed along, and that's what we've been looking for. You know, those sophomores that have been getting a lot of playing time have been stepping up in big moments. You know, Tessa Lysis had a big overtime goal last week against the Fusion. And so, you know, we just need everybody to be on top of their game, you know, down the stretch. And, you know, we got to win three games to try to get down to Madison, and that's our goal right now. We missed out on our conference goal by you know, one game this year. And so we've been doing exactly what we want all season. Just excited that, you know, playoffs are here, and hopefully, you know, we can continue after tonight.
Seems to me, as we were talking, Michaela and I, about the team, being complete now with Bree. She's not 100% yet after coming off the injury, but at least you can go three full lines. You got, you know, those seniors up on that forward line, and you got solid D there too.
Yeah, you know, bringing her back, hopefully it adds a little bit of offense that we haven't had throughout the season. But, you know, we found a way to get to this point, you know, without her. And, you know, depending on where her legs are at, you know, if we got to, you know, give her a little rest, then, you know, it's going to be no different than what the season's been. And, you know, those girls have stepped up and played in big minutes for us. And we're just going to look for everybody to contribute tonight. And I think they're going to. Practice has been really good this week. Everybody's been focused. And, you know, we haven't played a game where, you know, they haven't come out and played hard for three periods. So, you know, if we can come out, get a goal early, that's going to be a big difference maker here.
Absolutely. All right, Coach, thanks very much. Tony Menard, head coach of the Sabres here tonight on our pregame show as we get you set for Sabres hockey in the postseason. They're taking on BRF, Black River Falls Co-op team up here tonight, and we'll talk more as we get you ready for puck drop in a few minutes here on WOGO. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalcheckingaccount. Insured by NCUA.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Playoff hockey tonight for the girls. The ladies in action against Black River Falls here. The teams met earlier in the season back around Christmas. And CFM beat BRF 2-1 in overtime in that one. It was a holiday tournament. And so they got a little history, not a whole lot, but a little history this year. But, Michaela, as you were saying, they've got great goaltending. If you can start with a great goaltender, she'll keep you in the game.
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's the whole, and I think that's been kind of Black River's story all season. Is you mentioned their last couple losses, even their whole season has been the story of one or two goals here. Pretty much outshot 2-1 throughout the season, but Sydney's kept them in almost every single game and given them a chance at the end.
Yeah, and half their games, half their losses were by one goal, so they were clearly in games and could have won more games than they did here. So I anticipate this pretty competitive game, and if the Sabres can pop a couple in early, that would be huge.
Yeah, it's definitely getting that first one. And you hope they get the first one kind of in a gritty way, right, with crashing the net and burying that rebound. That kind of gives them that motivation to keep doing that, keep working hard in front of the net. And I think that's honestly probably the way they're going to score tonight is in like that. I don't see many people sniping Magnuson.
Yeah, this is a senior-laden team here for the Sabres. So they've got some ladies that played on that state championship team, and they know what it takes to get to that level.
Yeah, and really kind of the story of that year was similar to this year, where they kind of learned late, they came on late, they got hot late in the season, came in the playoffs hot, and just never looked back. So I think they're kind of feeling some of the same vibes here, especially with getting B back up front, adding that dynamic goal scorer. I think there's probably a lot of positive kind of vibes in the locker room reminiscing on that state run.
Yeah, that would be terrific, wouldn't it, to make that kind of run again down to Madison. So it all begins with that first game, that first shift, and we'll see how they come out here tonight. But they should be a pretty confident team the way they finished the season. Well, Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490. You can stop by or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. A few minutes away from dropping the puck here tonight. Postseason beginning for the Sabres here on their home ice. They are the number two seed against number seven, Black River Falls. And we will continue our coverage from the Chippewa Ice Arena in just a moment. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO.
Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls congratulates our local student athletes on a fantastic season and salutes your hard work and dedication. Wynn Family Dentistry provides friendly, family-centered dental care, and Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson are honored to be a part of the Chippewa Falls community. The very best of luck to all of our Chi High and McDonald playoff teams from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Did you know your body is made up of 60% water and your blood is 90% water? Just another reason why it's so important you have the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water in your home. Experience a well-hydrated life. Contact the water experts at Gibson's Water Care for a free home analysis. No long-term contracts, locally owned, American-made products. Need a plumber? Gibson's can help with basic plumbing needs too. Go online to Gibson's Water Care for more details.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
If you need delicate surgery, you wouldn't ask for just anyone.
Oh, sure thing, Bob. Just let me finish up with the hedge here and I'll be right over.
So if you need a boundary survey or a certified survey map, call a professional. Heath Slocum & Associates, LLC. Professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured with top-of-the-line surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Heath Slocum & Associates. Proud to support local sports.
Sabres playoff hockey tonight. They're at home against Black River Falls, the co-op team with Toma and Neillsville and Sparta in that mix as well down there. And coached by Russ Hunter in his first year, 14th year coaching, switching over to the girls. This is his first year, Tony Menard, in his ninth season as head coach of the Sabres. Here's the goalie matchup. We've talked about Sid Magnuson, the junior for the Tigers. She's got a 9.32 save percentage, goals against average of 2.63, and a record of 9-12. Couple of juniors here tonight. Cassie Hare for the Sabres at 1.97 goals against average, 8.95 save percentage, and her record is 14-8-1. And she has been solid. I mean, the numbers are right there for her this year.
Yeah, and with the defensive unit, you know, CFM's kind of put out there, I think Cassie's had to come up less with the big saves. She's seen a lot less shots on goal than I think she had last year. But, you know, she's still staying on top of it. She's still making the big saves when she needs to. She doesn't get quite as much, I think, fanfare. But, you know, sometimes it's nice to just have nothing surrounding you when you're a goalie.
You bet. Nice and quiet back there is the way you want it. Our officiating crew tonight, Fred Nafis is the linesman. The referees are Gabe Bestel and Carly Christensen. BRF is in the black sweaters with the orange and white trim here tonight. And Sabres hit the ice, and they're just about ready to come out right now. They're in the home light uniforms, white jerseys with the red and black trim. And Cassie Hare leading them out of the locker room here tonight. They seem like a pretty loose bunch when I was back in the locker room earlier tonight.
Yeah, I kind of was standing there when they were coming through to go onto the ice for warm-ups, and they're all joking around. Thompson was taking pictures of them. They all seemed pretty excited, and even though a warm-up seemed nice and loose and relaxed, so that's exactly the attitude you want to see here going into a playoff game.
All right, the ladies are here, assembled along the goal lines, and we are ready for the starting lineups. Here is the voice of the Chippewa Ice Arena, Tom Boydell, with the lineups here tonight.
First, introducing the starting line for the Black River Falls Tigers. In goal, number 35, Sydney Magnuson. The defenseman, number 7, Clarissa Canfriel. And number 28, Courtney Magnuson. The center, number 23, Zoe Hunter. And the wings, number 11, Shelby King. And number 12, Hannah Lane. And the rest of the Tigers, along with their head coach, Ross Hunter, and assistant coach, Destiny Muir. And now introducing the starting line for the Chippewa Falls Menominee Sabres. In goal, number 1, Cassandra Hare. The defenseman, number 4, Addison Fredette. And number 26, Riley Biscay. The center, number 2, Paige Steinmetz. And the wings, number 9, Brianna Bunicontrol. And number 27, Joy Schemenauer. And the rest of the Sabres, along with their head coach, Tony Menard, and assistant coaches Andy Skelton, Ryan Culp, and Rob Puckwell.
All right, there you go. Starting lineups and puck drop just a couple of minutes away here on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Yep, it's cold. Spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/getstarted.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or postglassandmirror.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader. They were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
I love it in high school hockey, playoff hockey here tonight. Good to have you aboard. Craig Stewart, along with Michaela Hogan here, Dawson Halverson back at our WOGO studios, and CFM ready to host Black River Falls. Sabres coming here 14-8-1. They have won three straight. BRF at 10-12 on the campaign. Good sheet ice here tonight. Should be a lot of fun.
Yep. Yep, I'm excited. You know, this is one of the best CFM teams we've seen in years.
Some senior leadership, they're peaking, they're coming together, and I think there'll be a tough out here in this section two.
Yep, they'll play tough. I think they'll play every game out till the last second, no matter who they see. I know they're itching to see Fusion at the end. Yep, I think that's who they're hoping to see. Exactly. You know, you don't usually want to see the one seed, but
right.
There's a lot of history going back there, especially in sectional finals. Yeah. So,
and they, you know, had they played these games, won these games the last three or four that they played earlier, they might have been the number one seed.
Yeah, the early loss to Hudson and the early loss to Eau Claire kept them from winning conference.
Right. Yep.
So there's a lot of kind of beef there, I think.
All right, here we go. An all senior forward line. For the Sabres, Bonacontro, Steinmetz, and Schemenauer. We got Fournette and Biskin back there defensively. We are underway. This one shoveled into the Sabres zone. Picked up in the left wing corner. Played back out, but they can't clear the zone. Now, here is Addison Fournette carrying it up close to the blue line, but had it poke checked off her stick, and it floats back in the left wing corner, and they've got to hit the reset button right here. Fournette. We'll wind this one around the boards, and a breakout pass right there for Paige Steinmetz has really played well. The senior, here comes BRF into the zone, the low slot, scramble for it right there. Nobody can find the rock, and finally it is cabled right off the boards and up and out, and Paige will sweep this one in and then head to the bench. Addie Biskin, her line out there right now. You got Biskin, Emmeline Stevenson, and Lysis on the second line. And the puck is pitched back into the CFM zone. Now it's loose, left wing circle. It'll be picked up right there. Aim for the boards by Marley Sterling, the defense player on this set. We got Sterling and Sloop, the second set of D. And this one is lobbed out of the zone, comes out to the center circle. And it's going to be gunned in by Emmeline. This and back of the goaltender, Magnuson, who works her way over to the left post, back to the point. There's a one-timer by Ashley Sloop, the sophomore. That one went high, ricocheted off the window, and on the half boards in the O zone, offensive zone for CFM, pardon me. And this one is swept toward the net by Joey Schemenauer. She came screaming to the hole, and a big save right there by Magnuson. First save of the night, and that was a huge one. And she was floating right in front of the goaltender. Still loose in the zone. Picked up right at the point. And this one is going to be taken by Tessa Lysis. She tried to carry it in the right wing corner, but it was swept off her stick and cleared back to the Sabres zone. 14:45 left here in the first period. No score in this regional game. Back out to neutral ice. Battle for it right in the center wheel, and this one is glance back for Marley Sterling. She backpedals to her own zone. We'll carry it in the left wing corner and try to reset here, but this one's on the side of the cage and Picked up in the left wing corner now by Lysis. It's trying to clear the D zone here for the Sabres, and a pile up right on the half boards, and it's going to be brought out. This one went over the shoulder of Hare and over the net. Another one went in. Hare was screened, and it was rifled in about 6 feet off the left wheel, and a goal right there for Courtney Magnuson of Black River Falls, and they have struck first here.
Yeah, really not the start you wanted at a CFM from the drop of the puck, but there was essentially the same play twice in a row. The first shot, Cassie got caught in the chest. She didn't expect it. It barely cleared the top of the net. And then almost the exact same play, screened by her own defender.
Yep.
Never saw it, beat her short side by the blocker.
A lot of traffic right out in front of her, and she had no way to see that puck coming in. And Courtney Magnuson scores her sixth of the season. And Zoe Hunter, the leading scorer on the team, picks up the assist. 1:54, time of the goal here in the first. And the Sabres have to battle back from behind. Here they come. Let's see how they respond. Joey Sheminar walks up to the blue line, dumps one in the right wing corner in the D zone for the Tigers. And she carries it to the fence. Left elbow now. Gets some help right there from Paige Steinmetz. And this one hops loose and it's going to come across the blue line and cupped in there by Addison Ferret. Addie hands off left wing side for Riley Biskin. Works the wall ahead for Ryan Furstenberg. And this one's going to come around from left to right. On the dasher on the near side, it floats in behind the goaltender. CFM tried to center one up. They had Furstenberg parked right out in front of Magnuson, the goaltender. Didn't get the puck to her. And in transition, here comes the Tigers. They move in. Oh, one-timer on net. Saved there by Cassie Herr. And it came, such a big rebound out there for Haley Jordan, who rifled one wide of the cage. And this one loose in the zone. Oh, there's another one picked up by the Tigers. And they are just bouncing the puck right off the goaltender, Cassie Hare. All right, back the other way comes CFM. They've got a chance. Some open ice for Maya Post. She shot it into Magnuson. And then it ricocheted into the right wing corner. And this one's going to pop back out to center ice for Ashley Sloop. She'll handle this one. Walks up to the blue stripe. Set it in, but not deep. And carried back out by the Tigers. Here's the pick. It's Addison Biskin, dumps it in left wing corner. Sabres trail it by one. They've got the puck in behind Magnuson, the goaltender. And this one's going to be lobbed over in the right wing corner. And BRF is right there. But nearly a pick for Tessa Lysis as she lifted the stick of the Black River player. And now we got a penalty, I think, coming up here.
It looks like she's got him for too many men.
Bench minor here. Well, we'll take it. We'll take the power play, trailing by a goal here early in this regional game.
Yeah, this will be interesting. You know, CFM only scores on the power play at about a 13% clip, which is really low and not where you want to be at. So hopefully they can identify the time they have here on a maybe a less skilled and a shorter bench at Black River Falls. Take their time here and let something set up.
Yeah, their power play is... it's got some holes in it, but BRF's not a great penalty kill either. It's 73%. So let's see what they do with it. Back to action. Puck loose in the Black River zone. Along the blue line, Ashley Sloop carries one of the BRF players over with her. Drops it right side back to Sloop. One-timer goes wide. And this one's going to be pinched against the side of the cage by Magnuson, and she'll hang on to that.
Sloop had two nice opportunities up there at the point. I think she sent both of them wide. Got to be hitting the net and giving your teammates out front that second opportunity on those shots.
Face off of the right wheel. Tigers zone. Glove side of Magnuson. And this one pops past Sloop. And now whistle stops play here. Maybe played with a high stick.
Hand pass,
hand pass, okay.
Sloop played it with her hand, and nine for White was the first one to play it back.
So the drop is going to come all the way back in the Sabres zone.
That's a tough real-time play. Mm. You know, Brianna's got to see no pressure and let Sloop come play that puck again to eliminate that risk.
121 on the power play. Your left, 10:57 on the game clock. Oh, one-timer on net, and Cassie Hare with another save. Man, they have just been dropping some bombs on her here tonight.
Yeah, Magnuson can shoot a little bit.
I guess
you grow up with a goalie as a sister.
Yeah,
you learn how to shoot.
And back on the point, a one-timer by Sloop. That one knocked off of pads and sent into the corner by Magnuson and cleared by BRF. Sabres in the midst of a change and just getting Furstenberg out of the gate to play that puck because we were down to 1D. Here is Sloop. Got five players on the ice right now. Over to Fournette just inside the blue stripe. She goes cross ice for Emma Lynn. She's got it now. Glides to the high slot. Now we'll skate over top of the circle. The drop pass right there for Ashley Sloop, and she threw one wide of the cage, but into the corner, maybe with purpose, and this one comes back to the point. Here's Tessa Lysis. Up on top is Ryan Biskin, and she's got it right now. Slides. Oh, she lost the puck. Reaches back to avoid the breakaway for the Tigers. But CFM's got to get back inside. There's a shot. Oh, that went along the goal line on the rebound try. Biskin's got, she fanned on it. Oh, it's sitting right on the goal line. And I don't know if the extra pain of the goal line stopped it, but boy, it was going in. And CFM nearly tied this one up. Here's a centering pass. Went through the paint. Comes back to the point. On the near stop is Emma Lynn. She'll crank one up. First, Biskin's got Riley Biskin. She skates in, and Emmalyn Stevenson with a shot. Furstenberg was right there trying to redirect, but she actually knocked it down. And the puck caroms into the right-wing corner for Black River Falls, and they'll clear out to center as we run out of time on the power play. So both teams getting some licks on the opposing goaltenders on that man advantage for the Sabres. And both teams getting some fresh players on the ice right here.
Yeah, CFM has been playing with four forwards on the ice since the penalty ended about a minute ago.
Here's Emmalyn Stevenson. Her shot, a wrist shot, got to Magnuson. She made the save, bobbled it a bit, but then threw it in the right wing corner for her defense. And they clear out to center with 8:25 left to go. And this one's going to be all the way back down in the Sabres zone. Slow enough to avoid the icing. Peeled off a dasher. Here comes CFM, with some juice. Fournette came in. There's a shot on net. And Magnuson with the save. But the net came off before the shot was taken. So that stops play here with 8:08 left to go in the first period.
Great job by kind of the second line coming in at the end of the penalty, but then maintaining pressure into 5-on-5. Lysis had some great opportunities. She walked a couple Tigers, got that chance. Good crash by, I think, Biskin. Put it just off the pipe like you had the call. Maybe there was a little extra pain on the goal line.
Yeah, it was so close.
And then
you could blow on the puck and it would go over.
Riley Biskin up here at the point had her stick in the already, and then she had to go recover to go play the puck.
Yeah. But it feels like they picked it up here. Kind of a slow start for the Sabres. I kind of sense they're putting some gas, you know, putting that gas pedal down a little bit here.
Yeah, the power play helps get a little. It wasn't a great power play. No real chances. You know, a couple shots went wide. That would have been pretty vital, but they came off of it pretty good and had two lines rotate in and with maintained pressure. So, yeah, I think they kind of put a fire on them. They're responding well to that early goal by Black River.
Our number one line against their number two right now. And we bank this one into the zone, not deep enough to chase it down. And it pops loose right along the Tigers' blue line and floats back to the CFM zone. But here comes the Sabres. A shot on net by Joey Sheminar. Tried to go wide side there and nearly beat Magnuson, who got that off the end of her skate into the right wing corner. But chased down in the forecheck here on the near wing by Marley Sterling. Got away from her, and it's going to be picked up on the half wall. Jammed ahead by the Tigers, and here they come. Up the ice is Avery Hagen. Got to the blue line. The stop right there, and the TO right here for Emmalyn Stevenson. She's into the zone. Beats the D. Emmalyn with a shot that tied up Magnuson, but she got enough of it. Centered up a pass. tipped toward the net by Lysis and still controlled by the Sabres. Here's a shot. This one goes wide. Delayed call right now on the Tigers, and thought they touched it, but still no stoppage of play. So Hare is out of the goal crease, but now it's touched by the Tigers, and that will draw another penalty against Black River.
Yeah, just kind of a dump up in front of the net, really for no reason to take that penalty. But
cross-check.
Hey, let's get another chance on the power play, see if we can maybe set it up, or if we've learned from the last one to hit the net and let the big forwards in front of the net do some work for you.
Shots are 10-5 in favor of the Sabres. An offensive zone faceoff here with a man advantage, and it's going to be hauled in by Sloop. Works off to her left. Shot taken by Brianna. Didn't get a whole lot on it, but picked up down there by Addie Fournette in the left wing corner as the Sabres set up their power play. It's going to be carried by Joey Schemenauer in the right wing corner, trying to open up some space right here, and it's going to come back to the blue line for Sloop. Drops it off to her right. One-time shot, wrist shot, wide of the net. Going to be stopped. Oh, it got away from Brianna Municatro. And the Tigers have it, but it floated into the left wing corner. Gives the Sabres a chance here to get on the BRF player. Here is Zoe Hunter, their top scorer on the penalty kill unit. And it was chipped off her stick. And this one's going to be carried all the way to the Tigers zone. Sabres in the midst of a change here. The Black River comes in. There's a shot. It came off Hare and up high. Hit the window behind her. Ricochets back deep in the zone. And it's going to come to Hannah Lane, who turned a shot wide of the cage but tipped off the pads of Hare. And finally, the Sabres have a chance to get it up the ice, but an icing call right here. And wheels came off a little bit on that shift for sure. Here on the power play.
We had too many men on the ice there for a bit. I think we got away with it for a while, but I think Stripes caught on. I think we'll be seeing a bench minor here for too many men. The hard part when you have six players on the ice is you can't yell it, because you don't want to
exactly
tell the officials
right.
That you have six guys.
Yeah, you want to tip them off, and that's what we have. Yep, we've got too many men on the ice here, and so that wipes out the power play, and it was not a very good-looking power play there for the Sabres, for sure.
I'd forgotten they were on one.
Yeah, I know. I thought the Tigers were on one, the way they were throwing the rock at our goaltender here.
I mean, that's the risk when you have a really talented player like Zoe Hunter. You give her that space.
My goodness.
She went coast to coast and then just dangled around all five of us for a while.
38 seconds to go now on the 4-on-4, and then the Tigers will have about a minute 10 on a power play as the shot comes in. A soft one in on Hare, and she'll hang on to this. 5:27 left to go. Sabres trail it by one here in this regional game against Black River. Faceoff's going to come to the blocker side of Cassie here. And it's pulled back for Marley Sterling, who'll rip it around the boards, and this is going to be dumped on the ice, but that should be an icing here. Not on the kill yet with 19 seconds on the 4-on-4, and so we'll do it again in the Sabre zone.
I don't know if it's some just lack of awareness, but initially when it was 4-on-4, it went into a box like they were playing the kill, and then you just saw Riley dump it.
Yeah.
So we gotta.
She forgot it was 4-on-4 here.
Make it clear here.
5:16 left to go.
Ooh.
PRF gets it back for the point. Nearly picked. Oh, went in. Might have been redirected a little bit as Marley Sterling was trying to stop it. And she might have touched the puck just a little bit. But the Tigers have scored again, the 4-on-4 here.
That's tough. I mean, it's a much different shot than the first one, but the same setup of a shot from the point that our own defender can't get out of the way of.
Yeah.
When the goaltender has a straight-up look at the point, you don't have to block the shot. She should be able to make a stop from the blue line any time of day.
It was not a hard shot.
No, that one was just a dribble in, just kind of a dump in, but you got to let your goalie.
Scored by Courtney Magnuson, and the assist went to Avery Hagen at 11:48. It was even strength, and the Tigers have a 2-0 lead with 4:58 left to go here in the first period.
And now they've moved on to the power play, so Black River Falls is on a power play.
That's right.
Now.
Minute 12 left to go on their power play here. 4:45 on the game clock, and they've got control of it right now. Here's a shot taken. That one tipped into the corner off Addison Fournette's stick, and this is going to be cleared by the Sabres. Now they got their work cut out for them. Here is Addison Biskin, the chaser in the corner. Works it off to her right for Emmalyn Stevenson. Just trying to tie the puck up here with 45 seconds left to go. And now it comes clear of the zone. And Addie Fournette just made it in on sides and tried to beat the entire team here. Fournette got it past one, past the second player, and then lost the handle. And Mara North is going to pick it up for Black River. She tried that stretch pass a little bit out of the beyond the reach of Hannah Lane, and that'll be an icing call right here against the Tigers.
Yeah, we got a little lucky there that the Tigers weren't able to get a stretch pass out of the zone. Both of CFM's killing forwards were below the puck in the zone, which you absolutely never want to be. You usually only want one forward in the zone. Both of them were below the puck, so one pass could have been a 3 or 4 on two going the other way real quick.
Paige Steinmetz tried to throw the puck at the net herself, but couldn't find it. It was between her legs, and Black River's got it right here. They dump it in the zone. That kicked off Steinmetz's skate and then cut loose. And this one is going to be shoveled into the right wing corner, but nobody there for the Tigers. Down to 5 seconds left to go in the power play. 3:33 left in the first period. And we're back to full strength here as the puck floats high in the air in the Sabre zone. Going to be scooped up by Marley Sterling. She wheels off to her right, trying to hit a forward coming out of the zone here, and this one pops high in the air, kicks off a stick, and finally picked up by Riley Biskin, and she'll carry it up the ice. Biskin in a foot race with Black River's Carissa Canfield into the left wing corner, and this one deflects up and out of play here with 3:07 left to go in the first. 2-0 lead. I didn't see that one coming.
The good thing is there's a lot of hockey left
there
to play, and CFM is the stronger team. They're the deeper team. It's pretty clear watching the game out here. They just kind of got to put it together and quit panicking. There's a little bit of panic.
Yep.
They got to realize there's what, 40 or 35 minutes
yep.
of hockey left?
You bet. Addison Fournette with a shot. That one fought off by the BRF tender Magnuson, and it's back in the Sabre zone. On the half wall, far side, Emmalyn Stevenson. Oh, they coughed it up right in front of the net, but good play out in front by Addie Fournette to sweep it clean. Comes back, though, for the BRF point. Oh, it went in again through traffic. Mara North loaded one up, probably about 4 or 5 feet inside the blue line. And that one came over the shoulder of Cassie Hare. She didn't even see it. It deflected out in front of her.
I think it caught one of our players.
I think you're right.
In the shoulder, deflected in.
Wow.
You got to just talk. I mean, the message in the locker room between periods has to be clear. Clear, clear, clear. Take a body with you. Get out of the line of sight. Obviously, we're not doing anything with blocking shots here.
Well, yeah, we're hindering our own goaltender here the way we're packing it in defensively. So a 3-0 lead for the Tigers. They're all over it right now. Plenty of time, but boy, you can't be living off time and luck all night long here. 2:16 left to go, and the Sabres got to turn it on. Here they come, 2-on-1.
Take
Steinmetz trying to hit Joey Schemenauer, and like you said, shoot the puck. I think she had a better chance shooting the puck herself, trying to create
the perfect play.
And yep, another penalty coming up right here.
That was tough.
Things are kind of unwound.
Puck was caught up in the player skates. B went to go play the puck, left her stick in there. I mean, it's as accidental as it comes, but it's the easiest call in the book. So back on the kill we go.
Yeah, we do. Well, Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete, 3 generations of service, and proud to support local sports. Visit Stelter Incorporated. It's been a train wreck so far for CFM. Down 3-0, minute 57 left to go. And the puck kicked around inside the zone. Going to be picked up by Alziah Hayes, who turned a backhand toward the net. And, boy, it just seems like were struggling to get to the puck here tonight. Back to the point. They set up their power play. That one's picked in. Here comes Addison Fournette. Addie crosses the blue stripe. Works off to her right. Then trying to put it back in the forehand. Had it swept off her stick. On the right side of the boards. On the forecheck. Here's Emmeline Stevenson. Turned. Fired one into the left wing corner. Minute 22 left to go in the power play. Just 1:18 on the game clock remaining here in the first period. Tigers break out. They're working it up the near wing. Stalled at neutral ice and the intercepted. Comes Emmeline Stevenson with a shot into the mitt of Magnuson. She'll drop it for a D. She's pretty much unbeatable on that kind of shot. And here comes the Tigers into the zone. Ricocheted off the inboards behind Cassie Hare. And Riley Biskin's got it right now. She'll dump it down the ice with 40 seconds to go here in the period. The Sabres on the kill right here. And they try to set her one up. Stepping up was Marley Sterling. And she got a little late start on that one. And Black River's got it in the Sabres zone. Now they work the power play, trying to set her one up. That was intercepted by Sterling. Try to work it to the wall. She gets back in the box here. Black River's got it right here. They load up a shot. Here's a pitch in from Mara North, who just scored a moment ago, and that one hit some traffic out in front as time winds down here in the first period.
Oh, I was willing that clock to zero.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
We did not need another goal scored by them here before the end of the period.
Those last 2 minutes took forever.
Yeah. They still have a power play, but only 2 seconds left to go on the man advantage into the third period. So a 3-0 lead for the Tigers here on Sabres home ice.
I can't believe this. I'm essentially speechless. Yeah. I mean, it's clear when you watch the game, there's a talent disparity from CFM to Black River Falls. CFM is a far better, deeper team. But I don't want to say it's bounces, but every opportunity, every bounce has seemed to go Black River Falls' way.
Yeah, they got some puck luck here tonight, no doubt about that. And somehow we're screening off our own goaltender, because every goal they've scored, we've had our players in front of Cassie Hare, and she, you know, you can't blame her too much for these goals.
No, she didn't see, you know, the three goals. The first one she never saw. The second two were both deflected by your teammate. I don't even know if she saw him before that either. Who knows what would have happened if they wouldn't have been deflected. But three, essentially the same play, just kicking up to the point and them throwing it at the net. You got to know they're not going to stop doing that. That's going to continue to be
their game plan.
So
3-0 lead. You know, like you say, there's still a lot of time to play here. But, boy, that's a big lead here.
You could already tell there at the end with that kill unit that they were playing a much more aggressive kill. When they got the puck into the offensive zone, all four CFM players were within the blue line. So you could tell they already had said, hey, we got to score three goals. We have to score four goals here. We got to go. We're going to run out of time. We can't play a passive kill and just wait for 2 minutes. That's just wasting time. So it looked like they've already made some changes, you know, mid-period, and I'm sure we'll see more now where you're going to see defense jumping up into more plays. And I think Addie Fournette, she's already had 2 or 3 rushes. You know, as a senior and a very emotional player, I think you're going to really see her kind of try to put the team on her back and say, let's go, we're not done here.
Yeah, for sure. Stunner so far, 3-0 lead for the Tigers over the Sabres here tonight after one period on WOGO. Will help your kids develop healthy habits for a lifetime. And Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, they're board-certified pediatric dentists, specialize in smiles of infants and children and teens, including those with special needs. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly Smiles in Motion office at sim4kids.com. It's S-I-M, the number 4kids.com. Well, how about this? Sabres trailing 3-0 to the Tigers on WOGO Radio. And we will continue after one. And that's our score. Black River 3 and CFM nothing. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO.
There are different types of feelings. Your morning coffee. Spilling it on yourself. Your favorite pair of pants. Splitting right down the middle. So if your home is making you feel... Call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation can provide that warm, cozy feeling you've been missing. And the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling pretty good, too. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Well, the Sabres have a lot of work to go here tonight, a lot of work to do. They trail Black River 3-0 after one period. And all are even strength goals. One was a 4-on-4 goal for Black River with a player for each team in the box. They scored at 154, then 11:48, 14:21. And, boy, I tell you what, a lot of discussion, I'm sure, in that locker room here. What do you think Tony's talking about there?
You know, I think it's just going to be, you got to continue to be aggressive. I was impressed in kind of the first half of that period with CFM's confidence with the puck, which is something I think they really grew into this season. They were willing to, you know, try to go take that defenseman and get that one-on-one with the goalie, and they're going to have to continue that, because if you're going to be taking these shots from outside the top of the circles like we've kind of been seeing, then you have to beat the defenseman to the rebound. You know, you're not going to score on her from the tops of the circle. She's going to make that first save. So if that's going to be your game plan, you also then have to turn on the Jets and go get that rebound. Otherwise, continue with the confidence and beat that defender so you can get one-on-one with Magnuson and try to make something happen.
So with the score 3-0, you think the Sabres got to get their D to pinch in a little bit more? Are they going to take more chances here?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that it's helpful that, like Sloop has the hardest shot on the team, so mm-hmm. they're going to try to keep her in the zone and let her fire pucks on net. Addie Fournette played half the season as a forward.
Yep.
So, again, I think she's going to take any break she can to go down the ice. So it's, who cares if you give up one more goal if
sure.
you don't score any?
Right.
So
yep.
I definitely think you're going to see a lot more of aggressive pinching. You're going to see a lot more aggressive F3s on the forecheck pinching off their wings to try to keep the puck in the offensive zone as long as possible. I also won't be surprised if they start cherry-picking Bonacontro. You know, with her speed and her skill level, with her kind of, you know, limping a little bit, I'm not sure she has the gas to go all the way down the ice. So I could see her hanging out, you know, between the red line and the blue line and looking for a stretch
sure.
pass from Sloop or Biskin, two big defenders who can get mm-hmm. it out of the zone.
All right, we're talking hockey between periods here, brought to you by Hy-Vee, your local Hy-Vee grocery store, Claremont Avenue in Eau Claire. You can find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. The good news is we've got two periods of hockey left here. If we can chip away at that thing, not give up another goal here, you get one, and all of a sudden Black River starts to be thinking more, and you get two, and you're within one, and man, then you got a game here.
Yeah, right now, you know, all Black River's thinking is, what is happening?
Yep.
I'm sure they can't believe they're up 3-0, 7-seed in a tough section. They probably didn't see their season going much more than tonight. But the other good news for CFM is they're a seasoned team. You know, they've been through the biggest games before. They have seven seniors. There's such a balanced attack that if one person doesn't have it, there are three people behind them that can make up for that. They don't rely on that one person to get them by. So, you know, there are a lot of good aspects for CFM here, you know, to see how they come back from this adversity. And I think they have the kind of emotional stability mm-hmm. to be able to. They've definitely sure. matured yep. into that over the course of the season.
Yeah. Yep. All right, well, at Grace Home Respiratory, their business is your good health with a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. You can visit ghr-ec.com. Mikhail and I will be back. This is Sabres Hockey. We trail it 3-0 in this regional game, WIA Regional at home, against the Black River Falls Tigers. We'll be back. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO.
If you need delicate surgery, you wouldn't ask for just anyone.
Oh, sure thing, Bob. Just let me finish up with the hedge here, and I'll be right over.
So if you need a boundary survey or a certified survey map, call a professional. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC. Professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured with top-of-the-line surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Heath Loken & Associates. Proud to support local sports.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get-started.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Did you know your body is made up of 60% water and your blood is 90% water? Just another reason why it's so important you have the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water in your home. Experience a well-hydrated life. Contact the water experts at Gibson's Water Care for a free home analysis. No long-term contracts, locally owned, American-made products. Need a plumber? Gibson's can help with basic plumbing needs too. Go online to Gibson's Water Care for more details.
Trailing the Tigers here tonight, 3-0, as they came out, got a score within the first 2 minutes of the game at 1:54, and then built on that at 11:48. It was Courtney Magnuson, the sister of the outstanding goaltender, and then puck found its way in at 14:20 of the period. Mara North with a goal from just inside the blue line, and they've all been long-distance shots pretty much, but got some players out in front, and who knows where that puck is going. Certainly Cassie Hare had no idea where it was coming from.
Yeah, she looked absolutely stunned, but all of them had gotten to her. There had been a couple that bounced off of her that she's yep. looked surprised to see.
Right.
So a big thing here is CFM has to stay out of the box now. You want to play right. aggressive, but you yep. have to play calm enough to stay out of the box for two reasons. Obviously, you don't want to take away those offensive opportunities. But all Black River's going to do on the power play is throw it up top and hope.
You bet.
Two of your players come after and screen yep. your goaltender again. Yeah. You're just yeah. going to keep feeding the point that Courtney Magnuson put a couple bullets on Cassie. I'm sure they're just going to keep feeding her. She's going to keep ripping them, and they found a game plan that works so far.
So far, yep. Well, the score in from Hudson for the boys' game, it's 0-0. Chi-High boys are playing over there against Hudson in their second playoff game, and 0-0 at the end of the first period over at Hudson. Don't have a final on that Hudson girls game. They played the earlier game against the Eau Claire Stars, and they were up 2-0, and we'll see if we can get a final on that. But anyway, doubleheader over there at Hudson here tonight.
The Onalaska girls beat Western Wisconsin 5-0. So the winner of this game will face the Cooley region, that Onalaska team. And depending on who wins, it'll either be here on Alaska.
On Alaska, the 3 seed, Western the 6 seed. So far the seeds are holding, but not here.
Let's go 3 for 3. Come on.
We are the 2 seed. Come on.
Play like it.
Yeah, come on, Sabres. So Black River, of course, flying high here. They got their players on the ice. They're ready to go. Sabres taking their time, and now they break out of their huddle. And Cassie Hare patrolling the crease and the north side of the barn here. And Sydney Magnuson, the outstanding junior goaltender for Russ Hunter's Tigers at the south end of the building. And here we go. BRF takes it off the draw right on. And the final couple of seconds of the power play. So we are back to full strength here early in the second period. We need the next goal. This one kicked her out inside the zone. The Sabres D zone, and they're going to bring it out right now. Riley Biskin tosses it ahead. And here we go indeed. Over to Joey Chaminar. On the near side, the shot taken there by Brianna into the goaltender. She was all by herself, threw it at Magnuson, trying to hit the corner, and just tipped off the tender right there. Carried out by Black River. It's going to be Hannah Lane up the ice. Lane with a shot on net. That one is tossed into the left wing corner by Cassie Hare. Back to the point for the Tigers. Rifled over the crossbar. Hit the glass behind Cassie. Off the stick of Courtney Magnuson's got a goal here tonight. And comes loose for the Sabres right here. Up the ice comes Joey Chaminar. Crosses the blue line. Chaminar carried it into the corner. Had it poke checked off her stick. Picks it up but can't control. And the Tigers have it with Jordan Berg on the puck right here. Cut across the goal line. This one is cycled around the boards, but cut off at the point. And here's a shot by Addie Fournette off the glove of Magnuson into the left wing corner. On the half wall, kept by Fournette at the blue line. Tipped it ahead. Didn't get it too deep in the zone. It's going to be cleared by the Tigers, but that's an icing call here. 15-21 left to go, second period.
Yeah, I think Black River's going to play boring hockey for as long as they can. They're going to dump anything they get over the red line in anytime they get
play with the lead here. Yeah, kind of the four-corner
exactly
offense here.
Yeah, anytime they get in a speck of trouble in the D zone, they're just going to dump it out, take a draw, settle it down. They're just going to play way back defensive hockey.
Shots 15-10 for the home team here, but they trail it 3-0. And that one right on, and it's bumped into the left wing corner by Magnuson. The exit pass stopped at the point by Marley Sterling. And she'll shuttle this one into the right wing corner, but the young ladies in orange and black pick it up and pitch it off the wall, and there's an icing call against the Tigers.
So far, Magnuson is as advertised.
Yeah.
I think she's seen probably over half of these shots from inside the hash marks.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just, doesn't matter, they go stick side high, stick side low, glove side high, glove side low. She is keeping them out of the net.
Yep. Not going to beat her on the first shot for sure. You got to get some rebound shots on her, make her move between the posts. And a win here on the draw, the offensive draw for CFM, and a shot right along the goal line. We had Biskin parked right in front of their tender, Magnuson, but couldn't control the puck as it came in, didn't really even get to her. And this one floats back in the D zone for the Sabres. They work it up, trying to hit Biskin on the breakout pass, but that one didn't connect, and it's into the CFM zone here for BRF. Black River, centering pass, cut off by the Sabres. Not very hard off the wall by Sterling, so it was kept in on the left point by Marinoff. Scramble for it in the right wing corner in the Sabres' defensive zone, and they try to go back for Noth on the point, but she was skating off for a change here. So this one will float all the way back in the Tigers' zone. Out of neutral ice, spun in right there by Emmalyn Stevenson. She'll come off in the line change. And we get back on the ice right now with that first line. Bonacontro, Steinmetz, Chaminar out there for Tony Menard. Puck kicked around at neutral ice. Comes to the Sabres' blue line. Now squirts in, but Here are the Sabres turning it back the other way. Brianna Buona-Contro trying to beat the Tigers D. Lost the puck. Stood up a little bit as she came in, and the puck comes to the blue line, held there for a moment by Biskin, Riley Biskin. And here comes Black River. They come in trying to use Biskin as a screen. That's Brogan Baird with a shot up front. Oh, they had a one-timer on net right there against Cassie Hare. And Hare made the save there and turned it into the right-wing corner. In the circle on the near side. On the half wall, into the right wing corner, and here's a shot. Oh, big time, heavy shot there by Mara North, and it comes right out in front. Ricocheted off the window out in front and pounced on right there by Cassie Hare. Dangerous deflection there. Ricochet off the window right out in front of our goaltender, but she was right there to put the glove over it.
Yeah, CFM's breakout is broken. I don't know. They're getting past that first level. They're getting to the dots, but from the dots to the blue line, they're having all the trouble getting that puck cleared out of the zone.
There's a shot on net right off the draw by the Tigers. And this one's going to float into the right-wing corner. A little bit of a scrum developing there. And then it's lobbed back out to neutral ice. And here comes Ashley Sloop. Sloop with that big shot. A drop pass right there for Ryan Furstenberg. And this one is deflected left wing corner. And it's going to be brought back to the blue line. And an offsides, a delayed offsides call right here. Out of the tape of Marley Sterling, who threw it ahead right wing side. It's going to ricochet back in the Sabre zone. Here's Furstenberg. Goes cross ice for Maya Post. Post, top of the wheel, left side, and trying to hit Furstenberg. Heading down the slot. Got it to her stick, but she couldn't control it. And it ricochets into the left wing corner. And now Black River, who handed the puck off. Furstenberg near the end of her shift. Trying to hit Sloop back at the blue line. Handed it to Black River, but they iced it here, fortunately, with 11:48 left to go, second period.
That's a nice offensive shift by your third line. They got some opportunities. A little rough at the end there with that turnover at the blue line. We got a little bit lucky that Black River Falls mishandled it and iced it, but that's a momentum shifter. I think you get a third line having an offensive shift like that.
11:46 left to go, second period. Sabres trailing by three. The loser is done for the year. Into the right wing corner is Lysis, bodied up a little bit into the wall, lost the rock, and this one's going to come across the blue line, up and out of the zone here for CFM, and punched right back in again. Shot 16-13 in favor of the Sabres, but they still trail it 3-0. Here's Addie Fournette, dangles, moves in into the low slot, can't find the handle, now finally picks it up. And guns one over the crossbar into the corner, and it comes all the way back out to neutral ice. Here's Fournette again, takes a feed. She'll work her way into the left wing corner, and a centering pass right there, tipped in on the goaltender, but not a whole lot of speed on that, and Magnuson easily leaves that for her D. 10:48 left to go as the puck glances back out to neutral ice and into the Sabre zone. They get on it right away. Can they clear? And they do. It comes back out to neutral ice. Players collide just inside the blue line. The puck comes free into the right wing corner. 10:30 left to go in the game clock. Back to the point. There's a shot as Isaiah Hayes turned and ripped one toward the net, but cut off as it was coming to the cage by the Sabres deep. Here comes Black River. It is Avery Hagen. Hagen turned one into the right wing corner as BRF was in the midst of a change here. And this one will ricochet up and out of play right here.
There's just an obvious disconnect from getting the puck off the defender's stick onto a clean pass. And that was something they'd been doing well all year was those cross-ice passes, spreading out the ice, extending the ice. We get a little power play?
Yep, we got a power play here. Looks as if it's going to be on Hayes for Black River, and CFM will have their third power play of the night. And an offensive zone face-off right here. They need one badly. Here is Ashley Sloop. Plays catch with her defensive partner, or at least coming out on the D-line, Brianna Bunicontro, the forward, back on the D-line right here. Sloop to B. Back to Sloop. Loads one up. A shot way wide of the cage. Not even near. And let's see if we can get on it to control this puck. 1:35 left to go in the man advantage in the left wing corner. Is Paige Steinmetz. Back to Sloop. Sloop glides along the blue line to Steinmetz. Top of the circle on the right side. One-timer on net. Magnuson with the save. Left a bit of a rebound. That one's scooped up by CFM. They get it back to Sloop at the blue line. 1:14 left to go here in the power play. Here is Brianna. Took a little too long to pull the trigger on that. It's taken away from her. You can see her, just the strength has not come back yet for B. And Black River Falls has got it. Hey, they marched right in on our goaltender. That was Zoe Hunter, their leading scorer, who just walked right in. Hunter with 48 points coming in here. Picked up another one here tonight, 49. And she had a lane right to our tender, but the big save right here. Okay, Hudson leads 2-0 in the second period over the Chi-High boys team. Getting a report in here in the second period. Here it's 3-0. Hoping both teams can survive the night, but both are trailing here, both CFM and the Chi-High Cards. 42 left to go in the penalty on Black River. 8:45 in the game clock, and the puck jammed up against the dasher below the goal line in the Tigers zone. And boy, it's, you got a Tigers player down there. That's Brogan Baird, who's just tying that puck up, Michaela. 20 seconds left to go in the power play. Finally ripped off the boards. Back to the point. Here's Emmalin. Laid one down low. Ooh. And a penalty coming up here on Black River. Delayed call right here. CFM's pulled their goaltender right here. Air to the bench. And Emmalin. Cross ice pass right here. And a shot on net from Tessa Lysis. Careened off to the left, and as soon as Black River touched it, the delayed call was made, and so they go from kill to kill for Black River here, and another power play for the Sabres. A trip on Courtney Magnuson.
Kind of a slew foot on Biskin going to the corner. That's tough. You know, I think that she's kind of their pillar of their defense, so she's tough to lose on the kill. Big, strong, can clear the ice in an instant. Hopefully it gives CFM a little more space. I was going to make the comment that we should decline the next penalty.
Yeah, the way we've been playing the power play, huh?
But, hey, let's give her another shot.
Now let's try it. Fourth power play of the night. We came in here with a power play average of 13.3. Nothing you'd write home about. Let's see if we can add to that right now. Pad that stat a little bit. Back to the point. Here's Ashley Sloop with that big-time shot. Sloop hit her own player out in front. That was Addison Fournette trying to do her best to screen the goaltender, and it went right into her. Sloop back to Fournette now. All sins forgiven. Fournette will cut off to the left side, stops, and then reverses. She's got it on the half wall right here. A shot that came over the net. Magnuson reached her glove up but didn't come close to it. And CFM settles in on the power play. They had Fournette parked on the wide side. She was right there. She got a piece of the puck, and it just missed the net. Oh, it was wide open, this half of the net. And we could have scored our first goal. Now to a minute left to go in the power play as the Sabres bring it into the zone. It was picked but held by Sloop. Oh, the pickoff right here. And Black River has got it. They carried it out to neutral ice, but didn't have a lot left in the tank there for the Black River player. And here comes Sloop right now. Loads one up. It went wide. She's going to head to the bench on a player change right here. And this one is cleared all the way down by the Tigers with 34 seconds left to go in the power play. With some speed, Emmalin Stevenson comes in. Ooh. Stevenson hit it off the shoulder of Magnuson. She didn't know where it was, but got some help from her D. And they carry it back out to neutral ice. Here's Furstenberg. Launches one in off the backhand, but an offsides call against the Sabres right here.
All right, we keep shooting high. We keep shooting high on a big, good, strong goaltender. And those pucks either going over the net or they're bouncing off her chest and going wide, or, you know, going to the corner. You need to shoot the puck low.
Right, exactly. Let her leave a rebound out
there. Leave a rebound. Get her moving side to side. You know, the power play just keeps feeding the point who keeps shooting. You know, she's going to make that save every time. You need to start penetrating the middle of the ice and get those opportunities.
Face off at the dot outside the zone. Down to 8 seconds to go in the power play. Stepping up is Marley Sterling, trying to hold the zone. Changes places with Emmalyn Stevenson. Puck on the half wall in the O zone. Stevenson's got it. Kept the zone, and this one tossed into the left wing corner as we go back to 5-on-5. 5:50 left to go. Emmalyn with the intercept. A shot on net. Magnuson with the save. Kicked it off to her right, and it's loose in the left wing corner. Here is Biskin. Back top of the wheel on the far side. Soft shot right there by Sterling. I think she did that on purpose just to see if she could deflect one off a player out in front. And the Tigers have it right here. Zoe Hunter, their leading scorer. Hunter wheels and deals. Left sees one off on the right side and looking for some help. That was just shuffled wide of the cage. And in transition, here comes Paige Steinmetz. 3-on-1, like you said. Steinmetz in, shoots this time.
Loose.
And the puck
goes.
It went in. Yeah. And
Brianna.
Shoving. Brianna after the play. Pushing and shoving here. We'll see if there are any penalties out of here. But the goal scores for CFM. They've broken the ice here. They're on the board with that goal right there. Relentless play by the Sabres. Magnuson made the initial save, but then the Sabres were there to clean it up, and it's 3-1.
Hey, that's the story. 3-on-1, and instead of trying to slide something fancy over like they did all the first period, Paige put a hard shot on net. Magnuson couldn't quite handle it, dropped out, and we crashed net hard with two people. And I don't know who they gave it to, but, you know, somebody buried the puck.
Yeah, and I think there's a discussion here with Bree getting into the mix there a little bit, pushing and shoving. Let's see if there are any penalties issued out of this.
Yeah, I didn't see the first. You know, you always see the last hit. All I saw was B give her 3 or 4 hard shots. I think you're going to see more than a minor here.
Yeah. So the Stripes in the discussion here. 11:53 at the time of that goal. Shots 22-14. In favor of the Tigers. They lead it 3-1. And, well, I tell you, you know, we got down to a 3-0 score here, Michaela, and the next goal is just, it's a huge goal. If you give Black River a goal, they lead it 4-0. They almost could coast the rest of the way.
Yeah, but it goes 3-1. It goes a 2-goal lead, which is the worst lead in sports everybody wants to talk about. And, you know, getting it that way, that hard-nosed fight to the net kind of sets a standard of this is how we're going to have to do it. You could see the adjustment they made where they said shoot the puck and crash the net rather than get fancy on a 3-on-1, and they just got to keep it up. Now, hopefully, you know, there isn't a detrimental aspect here where B no longer gets to play in this game and your lines get shifted. I mean, that would really kind of take the momentum we just gained.
All right. We're still sorting it out down there. We'll try to find out who got credit for that goal for CFM. It looks as if Joey Schemenauer is going to get credit for the goal. And I think I heard that Paige Steinmetz will pick up the assist. I mean, they were just crashing the net there. It was all packed in the paint, and it was hard to tell who ultimately got the goal, but we'll take it.
Yeah, I wasn't sure who got it. I wasn't sure if anybody got a stick on it or if it just popped out, because Magnuson initially had it covered, and then it kind of popped out with the crash. That might be what kind of drew the extracurriculars afterwards, was kind of crashing the goalie. I don't know if the Black River player engaged with Bree, who then kind of came back. Sounds like there was a call for head contact.
Yep, 5-minute major on Bree here. And that'll run the full 5 minutes here. It's pretty much taken us to the end of the period.
Now, I'm not sure for direct head contact, intentional head contact, if that's a 5 in a game.
Yeah. Oh.
Or there could be potential there that I know that, you know, they obviously kind of draw a harder line for calls like that.
Well, if Schemenauer got the goal, that's her 13th of the year, and she leads the team in points with 27. Paige Steinmetz, what we understand, got the assist. Time of the goal, 11:53 of the second.
Crazy stat. The top four leading scorers for CFM all have more assists than goals.
Jeff, you're right. I didn't notice that.
That is crazy.
So true.
You do not see that.
No.
That is a well-balanced attack if I've seen one.
Let's see. Everybody on the plus side, too, and the plus minus. So we'll take it, but we're going to be without Brianna for 5 minutes here. As far as we understand, I think it's just the five-minute major on her.
Okay, I couldn't tell. I couldn't tell if they were trying to add another person in the box. If they were putting a second person in the box, that would be meaning B was kicked out. So hope not. Hopefully it's just the five.
11:53, and those were the numbers. 27 from two, and it's 3-1. So we're back in the game. Just two down here with 4:51 left to go in the period. And Biskin trying to work her way in and scoop it up. The loose change was Evelyn Stevenson. She's into the left wing corner, but we're down a player here as the Tigers have the man advantage, and they bring it in right now. This is Zoe Hunter, their leading scorer, the junior. Hunter into the left wing corner, stops, pops it back for the point. One-timer on net, and Hare with the save. Scooped it up off the ice and holds on to it right here.
Yeah, there we saw a nice clear out front. Both CFM defenders cleared their offensive player and got out of the way. Cassie had a clear look at that puck and made the easy save, controlled the rebound. Just like it should be.
Yep, yep. It's like they draw it up here. Zoe Hunter taking the draw for the Tigers. Works it back to the point. A shot from Mara Noth wide of the cage. And this one comes hard off the boards. And CFM's got it right here. Paige Steinmetz crosses the blue line. Steinmetz working through the legs of Noth. And right on the goaltender. And Magnuson with the save and turns it into the left wing corner. 3:55 left on the Brianna Municatro penalty here. 3:57 on the game clock in the second. And it's thrown all the way down the ice by Black River, but no icing call right there. 3:45 on the game clock. Tigers have it behind Hare, and a shot out in front, a pitch out in front. And the save made by Cassandra into the right wing corner. And this one's going to deflect all the way down the ice. Noth has got to race back to get it for the Tigers. Feed Shelby King along the blue line into the Sabres zone. And they've got it. Here's King right now. Top of the wheel, left wing side. Noth steps up. One-timer on net. Saved by Cassie Hare off the glove into the right corner. Black River still controls, though. Left wing corner came through the legs of Emily Stevenson. Back to Noth. Wheels and deals along the blue line. Loads one up. Shoots it right wing corner. Hard off the boards and up and out with 2:50 left to go in the power play. Here is Biskin. Biskin moves in. She's got Emily Stevenson on her wing. Stevenson tried a shot. That one deflected. Centering pass as she picked up the loose change behind the goaltender Magnuson. And here comes Zoe Hunter. Hunter across the blue line and lost the puck and coughs it up. Here is Ryan Furstenberg. Furstenberg weaves her way over the blue line. Gets some off-wing help by Paige Steinmetz as she goes into the corner, and Paige has got it right now. Tiptoes along the blue line, launches a shot, came off Magnuson into the left-wing corner. And the Sabres O-zone here with 2:15 left to go, and it's tossed all the way down right on. So Hare has to make the save right there. Breakout pass for CFM to Joey Schemenauer. Couldn't control it into the zone. 1:54 left to go in the Municatro penalty. And this one's just across the blue line and hauled in by Marley Sterling. Over to Paige Steinmetz now on the near wing. Steinmetz comes in, squeezed between a couple of D and lost the puck, went down to one knee here. 1:35 on the power play left for Black River, but a good kill so far for CFM. Here is Biskin behind the goal line. She'll shuttle one off to her left here, hoping to find a teammate, and now it squirts back out to neutral ice for Marley Sterling. She backs up, dumps it in. 1:14 on the power play left to go. And the Tigers back in their own zone to set up the breakout on the power play. This one hits the rafters, up and out of play with 1:03 left to go in the power play, a minute 10 on the game clock here in the second.
Yeah, I like the adjustment there. I mean, they're playing this kill like they're playing five-on-five hockey. They're retreating a little earlier from the offensive zone, but they're playing the offensive zone forecheck, much like they have five players out there. Just like you have to, you can't let 5 minutes of game time go
right
to waste here,
yeah,
just because you're shorthanded.
Sure. You bet. Got to be a little more aggressive here. Take a few more chances. Here's Biskin right now. Carries the puck in. Biskin weaves her way through a couple of players. Moved off to her left. Didn't have a whole lot of room to maneuver right there, but still pulled the trigger on a shot. And there's a high one flagged down by Magnuson. And she'll hang on to that for the faceoff in the Tigers zone.
If CFM can end this period, you know, not only not giving up a goal, but just maintaining this offense, that gives them so much momentum,
yep,
going into the break of saying, hey, we just killed a five-minute penalty.
Right.
We did it as the aggressor, and I think that gives them such a better feel going into the third than even if they'd go down 3-1 but just had, you know, played defense for the last 5 minutes.
There's a face-off in the Tigers' zone. Nice keep by CFM, and here they come. Addison Fernette had it. She just lost it as she was ready to take the shot at the hash marks between the circles here. And that gives the Tigers a chance to pick it up. Here they come. Zoe Hunter gets a ton of ice time, comes into the zone. Centering pass right there. Oh, big time save by Cassie Hare as they hit Hannah Lane on the back door. But Hare with the save. And it's still inside the Sabres zone. Loose goes into the right wing corner as we tick it down to 10 seconds left to go in the period. And it's going to be thrown back out to neutral ice. And this should just about do it for the second period as the Sabres are back to 5-on-5 hockey here. And that will end the second period. So they get one of those goals back. Now they trail it by two. I'm talking about the Sabres. And a period left. And, yeah, I think they've really kicked in the offense here in this period and just up the ante, saying we're gonna be aggressive here no matter what happens, because, you know, like you say, you've got a five-minute penalty, you're down a player, but you're gonna run out of time here.
Yep, exactly. You can't take kind of any second for granted. And, you know, they just also have to remember that that's the same way they have to play. They just played a man down for 5 minutes, and we're the dominant team on the ice. You're getting that man back. You're back on 5-on-5. Don't let that change, that aggressiveness, that confidence. You were kind of almost recklessness you're playing with. You still need that, because you need to score three goals in a period. And, you know, it's been difficult to score three goals in a game for CFM for a lot of the season. So they got to kind of continue with that. And then obviously, I made the comment going into the second period, I don't know, I need to knock on wood. You got to stay out of the box.
Yeah, that's for sure. They have spent some time in the sin bin here tonight. And so far, you know, they got the three early goals, the first period goals for the Tigers, where they got a huge goal here in the second period by Joey Schemenauer. To make it a 3-1 score here after two periods. Well, at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and athletic trainers to get you back in the game. So don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, CVOSM.com/WOGO, see at CBOSM.com/WOGO. So it's a 3-1 lead for the Tigers after two here at the Chippewa Ice Arena in this WIA regional game. The winner moves on to face Onalaska, winner over Somerset, over Western Wisconsin here this afternoon. So they're awaiting the winner of this one, and hopefully we can mount a comeback in the third period. Shots 23-17 in favor of the Sabres here after two. All right, we'll take a break. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Greg and Michaela here at the Chippewa Ice Arena WIA playoffs. And after two, the home Sabres trail at 3-1. It was 3-0 after one, so we're making some progress. Just got to make sure we don't run out of time here.
Yeah, we definitely outplayed them. Our chances are better chances. You know, yep. Almost every chance we've had has been point blank right there. It hasn't been a bunch of like sloppy dumping on net. All, 23 shots have been real chances. But we've also left how many chances on the table by firing it wide, high, wherever it may be, put the puck on the goaltender and crash the net. It's simple concept.
Yeah, it's simple on the drawing board there, the whiteboard, but tough to kind of put into practice and in a game. And you just kind of refocus your team here in the locker room and see if you can press upon them. Yeah, we got to get some rebounds off this goal. She's too good to beat on the first shot.
Yeah, you really just go over the goal that was successful. I mean, that was the prototype of how you need to play the rest of this. And you also need to remind them that, you know, they have 17 minutes, so they have some time, but
yep,
they don't have enough time to kind of dink around with it.
Yeah, mollygag for sure.
Yep, right. They got to come out flying and attack from the drop of the puck for the start of the third period.
All right, we're talking hockey between periods here, brought to you by Hy-Vee, your local Hy-Vee grocery store. On Claremont Avenue in Eau Claire, you can find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. So who's got to come through in this third period? I mean, who's going to be the straw that stirs the drink here?
Yeah, you know, in this second line, that Lyce's Addie Biskin and Emily Stevenson line, they had some spark early in the first period where they were taking their time and they were, you know, they have a good connection. We've seen it all season, and they really disappeared in the second period. And part of it might be it was special teams for the most part, and you're going to see more Joey and Paige and, you know, for that. But I think that they're really going to be the line that brings it back up here. You know, give them some even strength time with the puck. and let them go to work there in the offensive zone and get some forecheck and get some chances.
Sounds good to me, for sure. All right, well, as a working adult, there's more than one way to get an education. Lakeland University has you covered with Blend Ed. It's flexible learning options for the way that you want to learn. You can discover more at lakeland.edu/blended. That's lakeland.edu/blended. We're kind of keeping an eye on that Chi-High Hudson boys game. And both the Chippewa teams got a fight from behind here tonight. They're trailing 3-0 after one. Our count here, 3-1. The Sabres, the Menominee Chippewa McDonald Sabres trail Black River after two, 3-1 here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. Take another break, getting you ready for the puck drop of the third decisive period coming up here on WOGO Radio. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls congratulates our local student athletes on a fantastic season and salutes your hard work and dedication. Wynn Family Dentistry provides friendly, family-centered dental care, and Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson are honored to be a part of the Chippewa Falls community. The very best of luck to all of our Chi-High and McDonald playoff teams from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
There are different types of feelings. Your morning coffee. Spilling it on yourself. Your favorite pair of pants. Splitting right down the middle. So if your home is making you feel, call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation can provide that warm, cozy feeling you've been missing. And the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling pretty good, too. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
Heading to the third period here tonight, Chippewa Ice Arena. It's the girls' regional, and the number two seed Sabres trail the seven seed Black River Falls Tigers by a 3-1 count. It was 3-0 after one. Got a goal from Joey Schemenauer at 11:53. The assist went to Paige Steinmetz, and it's 3-1. And yeah, if we can get a quick one here, get right back in the game.
Yeah, we need somebody to kind of step up and say, hey, we're not going down. I'm going to put this team on my back. And, you know, talk earlier about it being a balanced attack, which is great. But, you know, I guess sometimes you do need that one player that can do it for you.
Right, yep.
Go coast to coast, make the difference.
Word in from Hudson for the boys game tonight. Chi-High trailing now 4-0. to the Raiders over there. So things are not looking good for Scott Parker's team over in that direction. Got a couple of periods to work with over there, but they trail it 4-0. Well, it's time. Time to call Ruzgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower, maybe a jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom that you've been doing without. Maybe you went through the holidays and said, we need an extra bathroom. You can take care of it with Ruzgala Plumbing and Heating. For a free estimate, call 839-0707 or go to Ruzgala.com. 17 up on the board, 5-on-5 hockey. That's how we got to keep it here. Nobody in the box in the third period for CFM, right?
We got to, you know, yeah, that's the key here is keep this 5-on-5, keep it an even matchup. We got some fired up people here. The crowd is going bananas.
Most first lines are out there right now trying to root their team on, the CFM fans. Brought in by Addison Fournette, but poke checked off her stick, and it's Hannah Lane back to the CFM zone. But they trade turnovers here, and it's back into the O zone for the Sabres. Here is Biskin. Got it on her puck, but didn't get much on it. And the Tigers have it inside the zone, and they'll bring it to the right side. A shot on net, and Hare with the save right there. They try to clear the puck to the center ice, and they do. CFM's got it out of harm's way right now as it kicks off in the right wing corner in the Tigers' zone. On the half wall, here is the forecheck for the Sabres. Emmeline Stephenson turning around, wheeling, and a shot on net, and the save made. As parked out in front was Tessa Lysis just hammering at the rock, trying to go five hole on Magnuson, but she closed it down and wouldn't allow Lysis to get that puck behind her.
That was kind of a bouncing puck thrown in there that just got stuck under Magnuson's pads. Now she's saying she was getting hacked on, that under her pad is just like a cover up. I think that, you know, the CFM players could see the puck, thought it was a free puck. Emma came in kind of late and pulled it out. I think that's the discussion they're having.
Yeah, Magnuson talking with Carly Christensen, the referee. And now the discussion breaks up, and here we go back to play, back to action. The drop, and CFM had it for a moment, then coughed it up, and it's in the right wing corner. Chased down there by the Tigers' D, and they'll wrap it around the boards, but it's going to come clean to Ashley Sloop, and then she lost the puck as she pinched in from the point. So CFM retreats, picks it up, starts out of their own end of the ice, and this one is lobbed in by Marley Sterling. It's on the half wall in the Tigers' zone. Backhand clearing chance by Jordan, but she can't get it out of the zone. And chased down by Addie Biskin. It comes back to the point. Here is Sloop, tried to load one up, didn't get much on it, but the rebound picked up right there by Emma Lynn. Turned a wrist shot into the glove of Magnuson, and another try. This one off the half wall is going to come to the left wing side. Sloop carried it a few feet in, then lost the change, and it's going to be thrown all the way down the ice by the Tigers, and that'll bring an icing call right here.
We almost benefited from a similar situation where a puck got thrown on and a defender decided to try to pick it up, kind of knocked the goalie off, but she was able to keep it out of the back of the net. That's what we need. We just need a lucky bounce. Yep. We need something to go our way here. Get that momentum back.
14:52 on the game clock here in the third. Sabres trail it by two, and off the draw, it's thrown in the elbow in the left wing corner. Now tossed around the boards and into the right wing corner. Scramble for it right there on the breakout. This one lifted high in the air, and here comes the Tigers. Potential 2-on-1. Paige Steinmetz gets back. Oh, the shot goes behind here. I don't know if the players on this side distracted her, but Black River's back to a three-goal lead right here.
That's really the first time we've seen Hunter shoot the puck. She's more made the move, dangled the defenseman, gotten close to the net. I think there we were expecting her to go and pull a move on the defender. Instead, she just used the defender as a screen again and sniped. I think she got Cassie short side there up top. That's not who you want to see picking up the puck on a 2-on-1.
Is the
one with 30-some goals, 48 points.
Yeah, 38 goals right now, 49 points for Hunter. Well, actually 50 because she got an assist earlier in the game. And now it's a big hill to climb back to that three-goal lead for the Tigers with 14:17 left to go. Sabres needed that next goal. Let's see if they can come back here. And rebound. Here is Riley Biscuit. They got it over to the right side for Tessa Lysis. A little slow in getting it to her, so she has to chase it down in the right wing corner in the Tigers zone. Zoe Hunter with the goal here in the third. And it is Kinley Lau with the puck right now for the Sabres. 2:30 time of that goal. 3:30, I think it was. 3:30 time of that goal here in the third period for Black River with 13:32 left to go as the puck deflects into the right wing corner back in the Sabres zone. Here is Biscuit. She'll tap a pass ahead for Paige Steinmetz. Steinmetz tucks underneath. The defense comes in. Steinmetz tried to beat the goaltender, sliding across the crease on her glove side and nearly did it, but Magnuson got just a piece of leather on it to turn it into the right wing corner. Steinmetz had beaten the D, and she was screaming down the left wing side, but couldn't quite get it past Magnuson. Now to the point on with it! The shot made by Burnett.
That was a high stick.
And Steinmetz was down there, but are they going to call it? It was pretty high.
Waved it off.
Okay. Steino was down there. And now Tony Menard and his assistant coaches want a little discussion with the Stripes right here.
You saw Paige immediately look at the official. I think she knew that the stick was a little
close.
High. Before she celebrated, she looked at the official.
Yep.
It was tight. It could go either way. That's tough.
Wow. Yeah, played with a high stick right there. The crossbar is the measuring standpoint right there, and it was close, really close, but looks as if it might have been just above that on the redirect.
I think a defining fact is I think that she's got another official saying had the same call.
Yep.
Saw the same thing, has the same call.
So they'll face off back in the Sabres zone here with 12:55 left to go, third period.
Now they got to chill. Yep. I think we're going to see CFM's got to settle down here. You know, emotions are running high, but it's not going to do you any good to play on this high emotional level. Talking to the officials. You got to settle down and just go play hockey again.
You bet. Face off to the blocker side of Cassie Hare, and it's clear to the blue line, but not up and out. And Riley Biscuit has to get quickly into the corner to see if she can start her team out from their own zone. Here is Addison Furnett. Got it up to Biscuit. Riley Biscuit. She's trying to chase it down to beat the Black River D, and this one's just going to slide right to Magnuson, the goaltender. She'll put the glove on it right there. 12:31 on the game clock, and maybe 12:31 left in the season for the Sabres.
Worth noting that Buonacontro hasn't seen the ice here in the third period. They've made the shift. Kinley Lowell's moved up to the winger on line two, and Addie Biskin's joined line one with Paige and Joey. So don't know if it's coach's decision or what happened. Maybe she's gassed with the injury, but nine hasn't been back on the ice.
That one thrown to the left of the net by the Tigers offense here. Tipped off the mitt of Hare, and the breakout for CFM. They'll work it to the blue line, but can't clear, and on the forecheck is Black River. They'll toss this one underneath the net. But Emmeline Stevenson's right there to clean it up, and Stevenson throws it into the zone. Fred Nafis, the linesman, went down hard. Emmeline upended him. And here is Ashley Sloop, but brought in offsides. 11:44 left to go.
Got him pretty good. Sent him spinning a little bit.
We like the referees, but it kind of brings the crowd up a little bit when you see them.
Especially on the crowd side right in front of them. They went.
That's for sure. Well, Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials The Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. This one set in by the goaltender Magnuson. Can we keep it? Yeah, we do. Riley Biskin and knocked out in front. And her sister Addie Biskin right out in front but couldn't find it. Got under Fournette's stick and brought back out to center ice by Black River with 11:12 left to go as they carry it into the zone. But the TO right there for Fournette. He's got some speed. Moves into the zone. Fournette tried to stop and move it to her forehand, then lost it. And it's dumped all the way down by Black River. They'll be happy to take icings right here, slow the game down with 10:57 left to go and riding a three-goal lead.
Yeah, I like the aggressiveness by Addie there leading the charge. She saw nobody ahead of her to Black River Falls defenseman deep. You just like to see her maybe get to the middle of the ice there and get a shot on goal rather than try to take on a one-on-two situation.
Here we go. Face off in the Tigers zone. Now you expect CFM to really put the hard forecheck on. Comes back. Sloop with a one-timer on net. Thumped into the right-wing corner by Magnuson. And a centering pass right there. Here is Marley Sterling. Tried to go to her forehand. No room to throw that puck. And so she went hard off the wall behind the goaltender. And CFM's got it right here. Backhand try by Tessa Lysis. Just careened wide of the cage. Lysis in there deep. She got bumped around a little bit. They try to clear. Nice keep right there by Sterling. Loose in the right wing circle. Who's going to pick it up? Comes to the point. And here is Biskin. Riley with a shot on the forehand. Came hard off the goaltender. Ricocheted into the right wing corner. And a pretty good forecheck right now by the Sabres. They'll take Emmalyn Stevenson off the ice, and Paige Steinmetz back out. The senior doesn't want to finish her season right here. Steinmetz rolling down the ice, moves off to her right, weaves in, sashays into the zone, into the left wing corner, and the pick right there, but she picks up the loose puck herself, and Paige moves to the net, fires a shot, knocked down by Magnuson, turned into the left wing corner, and it's cleared into the center circle with 9:25 left to go. Banked off the wall. Black River's got it right here. This is Hagen across the line. Hagen beat the D. Pulls the trigger on a shot off the shoulder of Hare. Where is it? And a rebound try into the junior goaltender. Eaten up by Hare, and she'll hang on to that one with 9:13 left to go in the third period.
Great save by Cassie holding on to her post, wearing it, and the puck falls in front of her. Sometimes as a defenseman, you just got to let your goalie cover it.
Yep.
You don't got to clear that one. It's right. You and four teammates. Let her put a glove on that puppy.
Give her
don't
some
try
space
to,
and let her yeah. put the glove on it,
don't
huh?
Clear it to the middle of the ice. Right. That's not where you want to be.
9:12 left to go. Shot from a point is blocked out in front and comes loose to neutral ice, and Black River is right there. That's Canfield who stepped up and got on the right side of the center ice red line and tossed one in. 8:53 and counting time running out for CFM. They trail it by three, and a hand is up on the delayed penalty call. A slash right here, and I think Black River is going to sit a player. So a power play, a crucial power play goal right here, and you got to figure that the Sabres got to score right on this power play right now.
Yeah, and we got to honestly try to do it quickly. As much as you want to say take your time and get an opportunity, I think that you plug the front of the net with big bodies, you put Sloop up top, you put Ryan Furstenberg up top, who can shoot the puck a little bit, and you try to go get those rebounds and screens and tips here.
All right, score in from Hudson now, 5-0. Oh, 4-1, pardon me, 4-1. Hudson leads the Chai boys hockey team 4-1. That's in the 5-1. Oh, they just scored 5-1 now. Hudson leads the Cards boys hockey team in that second playoff game for them. They beat Ashland 10-0 here
nice.
On Tuesday night. Here is CFM with a chance. Oh, the Sabres had a chance. That was Furstenberg, who turned one toward the net, nearly picked up the rebound herself on the near post, but was stoned by the goaltender. 1:29 left to go in the power play. They set it up at their own blue line. Here's Emmalyn Stevenson. Banked it off the wall, trying to pick up the rebound herself. This one comes in behind Magnuson, chased down by Stevenson. Now it's going to come clean for Riley Biscuit. Oh, she went D-to-D and passed it across the blue line. So they got to retreat and touch up right here. 107 left to go in the power play, trailing 4-1. Here they come. Steino moves in at the hash marks. And held on to the puck, lost it for a moment, picked it back up on the wall on the far side to Biskin, to Steinmetz. Emmalyn Stevenson on the near side. Here's Biskin with a chance. It's loose. Couple of rebounds left out in front by Magnuson, but she made the stop. And it comes back to the point for a quick one-timer from Emmalyn. We're down to 35 seconds to go on the power play. Emmalyn Stevenson takes the feed cross ice. Stevenson trying to avoid the check of a couple of players. Backhand centering pass. This is going to float into the left wing corner. Riley Biskin, time running out. 20 seconds to go on the power play. Now cross ice pass into the corner, into the elbow.
Nice
on the near side. One timer. Far side for Paige Steinmetz. She reached down but kind of misfired on that. She's running out of gas on the shift. She'll come off. We're down to 4 seconds to go on the power play, and it is cleared by Black River, but this should be an icing call right here.
Well, it looks like he waved it off. He said it was still while there was time on the clock.
Okay, I saw it come off, and it's got to be off after it crosses the goal line, or before it crosses the goal line. Here's Riley Biskin. Biskin going coast to coast, left wing corner. Biskin centering pass, but nobody there for CFM, and it's going to cut across the line and out to center with 6:20 left to go on the game clock. A 4-1 lead for Black River, and here is an icing call against them with 6:14 left on the game clock. Time running out for the Sabres.
They got to settle down here, get these lines figured back out. They kind of got them all mixed up with the different power play units that they had been running. So we might see, okay, good. We're seeing this second line that's been forechecking all period. Really been getting good opportunities.
Emmalyn Stevenson to take the crucial draw right here. Clean win. She gets it back from Marley Sterling. Not a whole lot of room to maneuver right there. And so just dropped it on the half wall. Comes back for Sloop. Sloop hands it off for Kinley Lau. And Black River with the TO. And he'll carry it out to neutral ice. And we take it under 6 minutes to play here in this WIA playoff game.
Control that.
Brought it in. Yeah, Emmalyn Stevenson, they're just kind of tossing it around here. They got to get some control. This one comes back to the point. Sloop, nice keep right there. Turns, lays it down, tees one up, shoots it. This one dragged back to the boards behind the goaltender, and a scramble for it right there. And the Tigers happy just to pin it up against the yellow stripe and rag some time off the clock. 5:25 left to go. As it came back out to center, here is Lysis. Lysis maneuvers, works one shot, and that one on net, but easily saved by Magnuson with 5:15 left to go in the third period. Well, make a difference in your community with a Royal Credit Union checking account. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through the nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. You can learn more at rcu.org/. Better Together, insured by NCUA. There's a drop. Third period, 5:05 left to go. And the Sabres can't hold the zone, so they've got to scramble back as time continues to run out for them here on the season. Sabres have it right here. Cross ice breakout pass for Addie Biskin. Biskin into the zone. Beats 1D. Pulls the trigger on a shot, and that one came off a stick and up and out of play. It should be in the zone for the faceoff, into the attacking zone for the Sabres.
I like the decision making there. I like, you know, instead of going around the net, she decided to throw one towards the net. She had a trailer coming to help. Unfortunately, just kind of got deflected up into the netting.
Here is Joey Schemenauer. She was pestered and she was trying to get it back for the D, so just shot it in the left wing corner a little deeper in the O-zone right here, and Sabres trying to put the ferocious forecheck on right here. Spinning is Addie Fournette at the blue line, trying to get around the Black River player coming out to meet her, and this is cleared all the way down for an icing call against the Tigers. Well, White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all of your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. 4:20 left to go. And we had a 3-1 count coming into this period. The next goal, we make it 3-2 and anything can happen. But that goal, that was huge, that fourth goal.
And then the one waved off for us, while I don't disagree with the call, it just takes a little bit of wind out of your sails.
Here is Furstenberg with a chance. Backhand try on Magnuson, but the junior goaltender is right there to stop it and hold on to it.
I like this. I like they put Rye up on the winger here. They might be switching out her and Lau here on this second line. Ryan just brings some size and some strength that, you know, that attacking the net is so important here.
Emmalyn Stevenson on the draw. They got it down low. Emmalyn with a shot right along the goal line, but not close to Magnuson. And the puck in the corner. Stevenson gets out in front looking for a feed from the right elbow. This one on net, but turned back by Magnuson. And Black River on the breakout. Another long stretch pass and an icing call right here with 3:47 left to go.
Yeah, that's going to continue being their play. They're going to get it out of the zone, and as soon as they feel pressure, just dump it.
Why not? Got a three-goal lead. Well, warm up with plump, juicy, naturally raised chicken tenders from Culver's, regular and buffalo, served hot and crispy at Culver's of Lake Halley. They'll drop in the left-wing wheel here in the Black River D zone. And here is Hayes to bounce that off the wall up and out to neutral ice. 3:35 left to go. The sand in the hourglass running out here for the Sabres. Biskin, Riley Biskin brings it across. Trying to hit Addie Biskin, her sister, coming into the zone. But a Black River player got in front of it, read the pass, and CFM has to touch up, get on sides here. This one goes cross ice. Here is Biskin with a chance, a try. Came off Joey Schemenauer and ricocheted to the right wing corner. Net is empty, so Hare is out of her net. And so the extra attacker out there for CFM. Black River brings it in the zone. Where is it? Going to be picked up by Fournette. Empty net at the south end of the barn here. 2:50 left to go. And a long shot from neutral ice right there by Noth. See that big empty net? Boy, they're shooting. Here's a delayed call as Emmalyn Stevenson came into the zone and was tripped up. So CFM will have the power play and will, I'm sure, keep the net empty here, trailing by three.
Yep, call that timeout. Yep, there we go. Call that timeout. Figure out how you're going to run a 6-on-4 with your empty net. Make sure the girls know what to do, when to withdraw, when to pressure. There's a lot you got to kind of talk about. Coach them up here in this minute timeout.
Well, not a whole lot of other options. You got to pull your goaltender here. You trail it by three. You got to get goals fast and furious.
Yeah, there's no reason not to get that extra body, get that extra, you know, make sure your girls know you're putting three on the puck.
Right.
You know, standard power play, you're throwing two. And you also have to let them know that they have free icing, right? So you have to get it as soon as that puck is loose, you have
they
to attack.
They can throw it at the net.
Yep, do whatever you can to keep them from sending the puck the length of the ice.
2:39 left in the season here if we don't get three. And a two-minute minor gives Sabres that extra attacker. 5-2. Okay, we're getting a report that Cards have scored, so it's 5-2 Hudson in the second period. End of two. 5-2 Hudson leads Chi-High over at Hudson in that boys' playoff game. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank.
You know, I once lost a hockey game. They scored 4 goals, and, like, it was the Fusion. He scored 4 goals in like 2.5-3 minutes, so it can be done.
Yep. I've seen it before.
Yeah.
So you never give up with hockey. 2:39 on the game clock, but you can only get them one at a time, right?
Something like that.
Yeah, I think that's, as far as I've never been good at math, but
yeah, that's the difference.
I think you only come back
one at a
time.
I think between hockey and basketball.
Yeah, that's true. No three-point
that's
play
it.
Here.
Yeah.
Wish we did.
And one.
Yeah, and one is exactly right. All right.
Bodies everywhere.
Big face-off right here. Six attackers for CFM, four defenders for Black River. And Paige Steinmetz tried to win it. She does. Gets it clean. Back for Sloop. Near side for Joey Schemenauer to Sloop.
You got to do something,
and,
girls.
Yep, you got to pull the trigger on a shot. Here's Schemenauer in the corner. You can hear the coaches. Got to get to the net. You got to pull the trigger. Here's Sloop. Take the shot. Shot on net. Magnuson swallows it up on the left post with 2:20 left to go. Minute 42. They've got to get to the hole here. Face-off.
Like,
go ahead.
I'd like to see him make the switch here and have Emmalyn take the face-off. I'm not sure I've seen her lose a draw all year, but when her and Paige are on the ice together, Paige tends to take them. But Emmalyn is dynamite on the draw.
Paige Steinmetz.
A jinxster.
Yep, she couldn't quite get to it. So Black River carrying the puck in deep, trying to just pin it against the dasher and keep it out, pitched out to the wall here. Back to the point. Here is Joey Schemenauer. They're playing with it. Sloop with a shot and went in. Traffic out in front of Magnuson. Sloop with a hard shot. And it went over her left shoulder. I don't know if it was touched or not, but 17's going to get a point here for sure.
Get the puck to the net.
A power play goal. And it looks as if Joey Schemenauer is getting assist, so she's got 2 points here tonight. Power play goal in the third. And, yeah, 14:59, time of that goal here in the third. So we got one back.
Set Cassie back in the net up high, so she's going to follow the puck out of the zone. Hopefully CFM pulls it out here, gets it in the zone. Cassie will follow the puck out.
She's still out there.
We'll
now she heads to the bench. Here we go. Steinmetz has got it. They've got five players back on the ice. Here's a long pass. It goes in. From deep in their own zone. Black River with the empty netter to seal the deal right here.
It was never going.
Yeah, I know. And it was nearly the length of the ice. Mara Noth, I think, is going to get the goal, number 20 for them.
Yeah, that's tough. CFM, you know, when they brought that puck into the zone, they got to get it deep and wait
sure
for your
do.
Extra attacker. Instead, they tried to make something happen a little too early. Didn't let their next player get out and get ready. So they really had no defense on the empty net. Just unfortunate kind of turnover and timing there.
Noth, her second goal of the night, makes it 5-1. And here is Emmalyn Stevenson trying to chase it down off the center ice draw here. 5-2 the count. And Brianna, I should say Cassie's back in net here, so they're not going to pull her right here. With a minute 25 left to go. Now Ryder the rest of the way this season. Shots 38-23 in favor of the Sabres, but they're going to wind up losing this playoff game here tonight.
Yeah, they outshot Black River 15-5 here, 15-6 in the third period so far.
How did it go south on us?
I mean, Magnuson came as advertised.
Yeah. She was a difference. She made some big saves. We missed the net a lot, but still, big saves by the junior goaltender as Furstenberg sends it in the left wing corner. Ryan tried to carry it, peel it right off the boards and carry it to the hole, and we've got maybe a penalty right here.
Yeah, the color
105
hook.
Left to go in the game.
Got a hook on Black River when Ryan was driving the net hard. Got a stick up in her armpit.
So this is the seventh power play of the night. Seventh of the night for CFM.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, not one of their strong suits of their gameplay. Oh, they're going to take Cassie out again and try another 6-on-4.
Okay, why not?
You
got to lose, huh? Goaltender pulled. Minute 5 left to go in the game as it's pitched into the left wing corner. And we go under a minute to play in the season for CFM. Back to Sloop. She fanned on the shot from the point. Backhand try.
No way.
End of the net. Is it going to go in? Yes, it does.
How does that go in?
That is Zoe Hunter nearly on her back with a backhand, just trying to clear the puck into the Sabres zone, and it's 6-2. Unassisted goal for Zoe Hunter. at 16-12 of the third period. BRF is going to beat CFM here tonight on the road. 6-2. Couple of empty netters here in the third period. And here is Emily Stevenson. Stevenson cuts through the D, launches a shot, it came off. Magnuson and a save. She dropped off her glove and then she pounced on it. And we're down to 40 seconds left to go, and their tender's still shining here tonight.
Yeah, you got your five-year seniors on the ice. I love the effort, Emily, there. 45 seconds, you're down four, and she's still giving it her all, trying to get that last kind of goal of her career.
Here is Black River Falls. It is Noth, who's had a couple of goals here, rides it along the wall on the far side. We go under a half a minute to play in the season for the Sabres. A scrum along the goal line, left elbow in the Black River D zone. We take it under 20 seconds to go. Players exhausted down there. Two for each team right along the yellow stripe on the boards. Under 10 to play. 7 seconds, 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Down to 4, 3, 2, one final shot on Magnuson from the wall. And Black River wins this 6-2. Shots were 40-24 in favor of the losing team. And the season comes to an end for the Sabres. Black River moves on to face Onalaska. That'll be down in the Omni Center on Tuesday. And CFM, and kind of mentally, I kind of made reservations for Tuesday, but it didn't work out here tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you got to give so much credit to Black River Falls. Not, I mean, Magnuson kept them in it, but I know there were two empty netters, but even four regular goals here is something that CFM hasn't given up this year.
So the season closes down for the Sabres. And we'll catch up to Tony Menard and to get his thoughts on the game and the season, talk about his seniors as well on our post-class and mirror post-game show. But a tough pill here for the Sabres. They lose this one 6-2 on their home ice, so their season ends and they wind up at 14-9-1 on the 22-23 campaign. Kayla and I will continue with our coverage here. The post-game show, post-class mirror post-game show coming up on WOGO AM 680, 103.1 FM, Vogo.com, and Cards TV. We'll be back. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
We serve to serve again, Wurzgala Company.
If you need delicate surgery, you wouldn't ask for just anyone.
Oh, sure thing, Bob. Just let me finish up with the hedge here and I'll be right over.
So if you need a boundary survey or a certified survey map, call a professional. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC. Professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured with top-of-the-line surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Heath Loken & Associates. Proud to support local sports.
Northwestern Bank. Delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Did you know your body is made up of 60% water and your blood is 90% water? Just another reason why it's so important you have the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water in your home. Experience a well-hydrated life. Contact the water experts at Gibson's Water Care for a free home analysis. No long-term contracts, locally owned, American-made products. Need a plumber? Gibson's can help with basic plumbing needs too. Go online to Gibson's Water Care for more details.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Tough one here tonight as CFM season comes to a close. 6-2 loss to Black River Falls here. The Tigers beat us, even though we outshoot them 40-24. So Sabres season ends at 14-9-1. Tony Menard up here, the head coach of CFM. And, boy, tough one down there. Your team just had the shots, but they were sometimes not the best shots they could have taken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you just – you get in a playoff situation, you know that the other team has a good goalie, and that's the one thing in the back of your mind as a coach that, you know, when you have a good goalie, you know, they have a time to – it's your opportunity to play big, keep your team in the game. And, you know, she did that. Obviously, you can't come out slow and give up three goals in the first period and expect a good outcome. You know, obviously, we were down last week 2-1 or 3-2-1 going into the third period against the Fusion and found a way to battle there. But – you know, this caliber of goalie, it was going to be tough to try to get, you know, two goals on her and at the end of the game there.
Yeah, Post-Glass and Mirror post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices. Commercial home, auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. And, you know, Coach, I thought we were down 3-0 after one and got that goal in the second. I thought, okay, we're coming back here. Mm-hmm. And it just, they got the fourth goal, and it was just like the wind went out of the sails here, the wind went out of the balloon.
Yeah, I mean, give credit to Black River. I mean, they're a good team. I mean, that's probably the best, I mean, that's by far the best seven seed in the entire state. You know, you look at our section, and it just top to bottom, we were all, you know, anybody could beat anybody. You know, even if they haven't had a win against a sectional opponent, all their games were close, one goal games like we talked about before. And you know, unfortunately, this one, you know, didn't go our way. But, you know, it's a learning experience for these girls that are going to be returning next year. Like, you can't take anything for granted. You can't, you know, think that you're just going to be able to show up and just because you're a two seed, expect to win a game. And, you know, we needed to play better in the first period, and we definitely didn't. And I give credit to Black River. They definitely deserve to win that game. And, you know, that's why they're going on to the next round.
Was there a turning point in the game in your mind?
I think probably that third goal in the first period. You know, two goals is definitely a little bit mentally a little bit more doable, but when you give up three in the first and you know, when you battle back two and you get a goal and then, you know, you go on to a five-minute major and you have to sit, you know, 4-on-5. And, you know, I thought, give our girls credit. They battled there on that four, you know, when we were shorthanded there and had a couple chances. And, you know, that's just the way it goes. I mean, you get one good player here, you know, in the postseason and it's a goalie, it's going to make a big difference.
Right. And I you felt like, okay, five-minute major, we were down a player, but you felt like they kind of turned it on there. Offensive, they were just determined to play at the Tigers' end of the ice. Was that something you told them, or did you just
we told them, we said, hey, we got to still be aggressive, right? You know, if we found a way to get to 3-2 going into the locker room, I think, you know, that's a big difference than sitting at 3-1. And so we just, the girls really battled there. They worked hard, and, you know, I was extremely happy, you know, with those second two periods. I thought we did a really good job of trying to make it a game. But give credit to Sydney. She played outstanding tonight. So.
Yeah. Well, can you kind of give us your assessment of the season here? Break it down for us?
I mean, outside of tonight, I mean, this, you know, that first period was probably the worst that we played all season, unfortunately. But you look at, you know, we got 14 wins. That ties, I think, for the fourth best, you know, regular season in program history. So, you know, these girls, you know, it's going to be tough. It was a great senior group. It was fun to come to practice every single day. I really enjoyed what this group of seniors has done for this program. And if you look, I mean, you know, they were a big reason why we won state 2 years ago. They're a big reason why we were competitive. They're a big reason why we got the 2 seed, you know, this year. And, you know, just unfortunately, we didn't play our best game when we needed to.
All right, talk about your seniors. Kind of walk us through player by player here.
Yeah, well, let's start at the top, number four. you know, Addie Furnett. You know, last year she was voted as an assistant captain, and, you know, she was another assistant captain for us this year. And, you know, she is a very good hockey player when it comes to position, right? She doesn't get out of position a lot. Even if she does, she's got the speed to make up for it. You saw tonight that she's got the ability from the defensive position to try to create some offense, and we definitely needed her to do that tonight. So, couldn't be more happy for, you know, where she's at, you know, this season. And what she was able to do with the program. You know, you look back at four and, you know, you think of that big goal that she had in the state semifinal game against the Storm. And then, you know, you go down the line, you look at Emmalyn Stevenson, same thing, big goal in that situation. And she, you know, she played her butt off tonight too, I thought. I had some opportunities and just couldn't get the puck in the net. But these girls left a big image, you know, for the program and high standards. You know, Brianna obviously bounced back and was able to get out there for 2 games at least after her injury this year. You know, she was just kind of an injury-ridden girl throughout her career, unfortunately. She plays hard, and hopefully, you know, she's able to continue maybe on TW here this spring to get a couple more games in. And, you know, she had the great pass to Joey in the state championship game. And, you know, Ray Furstenberg, she gives everything. You know, she's the ideal team player. It doesn't always look the prettiest, but she finds a way to get it done. And she had a couple nice chances there at the end of the game for us to help us. And, you know, she's just a great individual and a great person on this team. Same with Marley Sterling. You know, you look at Marley, I think, there's not going to be a soul on this planet that probably speaks a poor thing about Marley Sterling. And she was selected as a captain this year by her peers, and she's more than deserving of it. Got that big goal against Eau Claire. It was actually the game-winning goal this year. It was a slap shot from the blue line. That was her first goal since her freshman year. So, so happy for her. And then let's look. I think we're down to Joey. Yeah, Joey, great kid. Obviously a big leader. Been captain for 2 years in a row now. She found a way to get goals in big situations, you know, this season, the last season. Obviously her sophomore year when she got that game-winning goal. For us at state, and just a great kid, loves hockey. Wish her nothing but the best. Her and Emma are probably going to go play college hockey. Emma's going to go to Trine, and Joey's kind of between Northland right now and MSOE down in Milwaukee. So, you know, those two are going to have some more hockey in front of them. Obviously, they wish it was, you know, on Tuesday instead of, you know, a year from now. But, and then we got Allie here. She struggled with some health issues, and, you know, early in her career, it was kind of promising. She looked like she could probably fill a role position, and we were hoping things were looking good this summer, and then it just never got better for her. So, you know, very, you know, unfortunate for her that she just didn't get to see as much ice time as she wanted, but she's a great kid. So I couldn't be happier for this group. This whole team, it's been fun to come to the rink each and every day, and, you know, it's just unfortunate that the game went this way tonight, but, you know, it's a learning experience. It's the girls are going to wake up and they're going to be, you know, disappointed and sad and frustrated. I mean, remember I lost in the first round my senior year too, and it just it leaves a bitter taste in your mouth. But you know, you wake up and you wake up the next day and you find a way to keep moving forward and understand that there's going to be life after hockey eventually. Yep. And unfortunately, we had high hopes of making it to state. We thought we had a good team, but we didn't get it done tonight. And that's how it goes, right? I mean, that's why you play the game, you know? You can't write a team off, especially in our section. So, there's going to be some good battles, you know, down the road with, you know, Hudson going to the Fusion next week. And then I believe it's probably going to be Cooley Region and, you know, Black River, you know, and that's going to be a good game. I think Black River beat them once and Cooley Region beat them another time. So, you know, if Black River's goalie keeps playing like that, they could end up in the sectional final. And, you know, 23, 28 are nice players for them. So, you know, they're more than capable of getting there. And, you know, it's tough. It is what it is. And, you know, you know, it's tough to try to find a way to coach too when you're down 3-0 and you don't want to shorten the bench and try to use all three lines. But, you know, at that point too, you just kind of, you got to get the role or key players out there and give them an opportunity to try to get you back in the game.
Well, there are a lot of good points this season, a lot of highlights, a lot of great things that happened for the team. So you can't forget that. And, 14 wins, pretty good season for you. And sorry you came to an end here. So abruptly tonight on your home ice, but that happens.
Yeah, it's a sport. It's competitive, and everybody, you know, they won 10 games or something this year. So I mean, we shouldn't have taken them lightly. And you know, that first period, I think all the girls wish they had back. So
absolutely. All right, Coach. Thanks. See you next year for sure for Sabres hockey here on WOGO. It's been fun to watch this team. All right, our Post-Glass and Mirror post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. And time for our Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap brought to you by Holly Bovee, Coldwell Banker, Bonanza Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. Black River came out of the gate. They scored 3 in the first period. Didn't totally take CFM out of the game, but, boy, they put them back on their heels. First goal at a minute 54 into the game, and all 3 goals are pitched from near the blue line, and we had traffic out in front. Sometimes it hit our own players and ricocheted in behind Cassie Hare, and they had a 3-1 lead. Then it looked like we were coming back in the second period at 11:53 of the second. We made it 3-1 on the goal by Joey Schemenauer, 11:53 of the second. And here's how it went. Shuffled wide of the cage, and in transition, here comes Paige Steinmetz. 3-on-1, like you said, Steinmetz in, shoots this time,
loose,
and the puck
loose.
Up, and went in! Yeah! And
Brianna.
Brianna, after the play, pushing and shoving here. We'll see if there are any penalties out of here, but the goal scores for CFM. They've broken the ice here. They're on the board with that goal right there. Relentless play by the Sabres. Well, they sorted it out, and the goal went to Joey Schemenauer, the assist to Paige Steinmetz. But at the end of that, Brianna Michaela drew a 5-minute major, and that evaporated some time in the clock there.
Yeah, I think I sounded like a mom there on the clip. I yelled Brianna at her.
She
got that 5-minute for head contact.
Yep.
And
she sat. And in the meantime, Black River came back from that, scored a 4th goal in the third period. At 3:30 of the third, it was Zoe Hunter scoring, and that made it 4-1. So that just took the air out of the bag right there. And CFM got a power play goal in the third, but by that time, you know, they were pretty much out of the game. That it was from Ashley Sloop with the power play goal. The assist went to Joey Schemenauer. She had a 2-point night at 14:59, a power play goal. Then we pulled our goaltender, trying to manufacture something, had a power play, but Black River scored a couple of empty netters, and they wound up winning this one 6-2. So we'll be back to wrap things up from the Chippewa Ice Arena. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter, Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Looks like the sectional semis are all set here. River Falls sat this one out there, the number one seed, so they will get Hudson coming up on Tuesday. And then Onalaska, winner over Somerset here tonight, moves on to play Black River, the team that beat us here on our home ice here this evening. So in boys hockey tonight, Chai boys over at Hudson, they were down 5-2. That was the last score we had going into the third period. We know that Rapids beat Eau Claire Memorial, the number one seed, at Hobbs tonight. 6-4, Rapids beats the Abes and knocks them out. We also know that Superior won. I don't have a score on that, but I do know that they won in boys hockey. So things starting to get sorted out in that Section 1 for the boys, but in Section 2, the season is over for the Sabres here tonight, and they wind up at 14-9-1 on the season. So, Michaela, a team that we thought might have a chance to go down to Madison, exits this first round.
Yeah, I'm disappointed. I was, you know, excited to watch them play more hockey this year. They were just, you know, they ended the season so strong. We're hitting their stride. They're a fun team to watch, a great group of girls. It's tough to see them go out like this. I really believed that they had all the pieces for a nice run here.
I thought you and I'd be back here on Tuesday, but it didn't work out. That's how the puck bounces. And tonight, CFM drops this one 6-2, even though they won in the shot department 40-24. Well, it's been fun to do the games with you this season. Thanks for coming back up in the booth with me.
Thanks for having me back.
Appreciate it.
Was a blast.
Even do a play-by-play.
Yeah, started my play-by-play career.
I had one game, and I said, Michaela, can you do play-by-play? And she was gracious enough to do that and did a great job. So I know who to kick in the play-by-play spot here if I need you, but I appreciate it very much. Fun to do the games with you. Dawson Halverson, Austin Dawson, back at the Communications Center tonight, keeping us on the air. Thanks to him. For our crew here, for Michaela, this is Greg. Thank you for joining us. Final score again. Black River Falls continues in the postseason, beating the CFM Sabres by a 6-2 score. Good night from the Chippewa Ice Arena.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Sabres and this WIAA playoff game has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Post Glass and Mirror, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Breniza Realtors, Heath Loken and Associates, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Lakeland University, Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Halley, Gibson Water Care, Chippewa Valley Insulation, and by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Thanks for listening to Sabres Hockey on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled program already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.